This is episode number 64 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of February 16th, 2009.
It's time for me to
rock. Coming up on today's show, this week's distractions, gaming news. After the break, we talk about the most underrated and overrated games of 2008. We also do some new releases, some listener email, and the KO'd question of the week. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 64.
Such enthusiasm. Nice.
Just for today.
Thanks.
My name is Christopher Riccio. I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Howdy.
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up. Kind of afraid to talk. I don't want my nose whistling to be picked up. It was bad in that last episode. I was like, oh my God, that's all I can hear. What the hell?
We should have never mentioned it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, someone would have mentioned it anyway. So I got my mic as far away from my face as possible.
As long as we can still hear you, it doesn't matter.
All right.
Jason, how are you, man?
I'm doing all right, I guess. I don't know. I was all excited to do the show tonight for whatever reason. I don't know why, but I hopped on early and I'm like, it's like an hour ago. I'm like, I'm going to get the emails together and the voicemails together. And then everything just went to hell. All my programs that are crashing and shit. And I couldn't get Skype to work and I couldn't get Audacity to work and I couldn't get this to work. And I've been swearing for about 45 minutes straight now. So, but I fixed myself a nice little drink. Well, actually a nice big drink with a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little better.
Well, that
it
is good.
It fixes everything.
Yeah, so far.
Don't listen if you're, but only of course if you're of age and you should be drinking. That's the only thing. If you're underage, do not be drinking.
Right.
We would
unless
not want to pass
Interactive Distractions does not condone underage drinking.
Exactly.
Cool.
Fact,
Jeff,
give us the, beer right now that you're holding.
Sorry?
Damn youngins.
Oh, damn youngins.
Confiscate it.
What's up with me? Nothing too much is up. Same old, same old. Still getting the place fixed up and everything in order.
Cool.
Things are getting better. I got my computer desk all put together now, so
yeah,
that's a big plus. And other than that, that's about it. I got a 3-day weekend coming up, so that's gonna be cool.
Oh yeah,
lots of gaming
what for?
Time. We have Ontario has Family Day. It was introduced actually 2 years ago by one of our because it was our what's it called? Well, I want to say
your what's it called?
Well,
do you not know what
say,
the leader of your country
say, like,
is called?
Mayor, like you guys, like what do you guys call like Schwarzenegger? He's like the governor.
Yeah, he's the governor.
You know, California. Yeah, it's like the equivalent here. He basically
okay.
said, you know what? There should be like a family day, and that's they. Yeah, I didn't have it off last year because we service BC, so I got to be.
He's like, get in the igloo. I can't do Schwarzenegger.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
No, no. But yeah, so that'll be fun. Lots of I plan on playing a lot of games and watching the All-Star weekend, NBA All-Star weekend.
Oh, yeah,
so.
that's coming up.
Yeah.
How about that? Cool.
What about you, Chris?
Not a lot going on. Still hitting hard with the wedding planning game.
Oh, you still got that going on?
Yeah, I still got that going on. We're almost done. We've got like little odds and ends here and there to pick up.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Crystal's been doing a lot of the work. She's been making phone calls during the day while I'm at work and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Oh,
you know,
good.
she's been awesome about that. But, you know, besides that, today I had my, I don't know if you guys, if I said this or not on the show, but I did start my martial arts training back up again. And,
nice. So we'll
today,
see you in USC soon?
What's
you
that?
We're going to see you in USC soon? Going to take
no.
on George St. Pierre? No?
No.
Brock Lesnar?
I am not that brave.
No.
And I'm also not that good of a fighter.
Going to take on Jason?
Bring it.
today, we actually got to start doing jiu-jitsu.
Brazilian style or what?
What's that?
Brazilian style? Or that seems to be the rage
that's
nowadays.
Where, that's where you have to, yeah, you have to shave it and then you wrestle.
What?
Nothing.
I have no idea.
It's okay.
My first time doing the jiu-jitsu class. So
okay,
but yeah, it's pretty cool. I didn't do too much because I was like, oh shit, I forgot my cup. I'll remember next time.
That's a good
idea.
That's
gonna suck, dude.
So yeah,
were
but
you,
that's it.
Were you afraid of like touching another man's junk or something when you were rolling around on the ground? Or
no, it has nothing to do with that. But when you're in a heated wrestling match with someone,
right?
You Yeah, elbows and knees tend to fly around places.
I like to protect the gems.
It pokes around. Why is it poking around, Chris, when you're wrestling with other men?
Yeah.
I refuse to answer that question for the, due to the fact that the answer might incriminate me.
Oh, really? Wow. Hey, Chris, I've got a really good idea, and hopefully Chris wasn't listening, but I thought maybe what you might want to do is surprise her and bump
tackle
up the
her
wedding
when she
like
walks in from work. Rear naked choke.
Yeah.
Tap
work
out,
with me, Jeff. Come
out.
On.
Sorry.
So if you moved up, you know, the wedding like a week, I mean, it would be a total surprise. She'd love you for it. You see where I'm going
yeah,
with
I
this?
Yeah, I do see where you're going with this.
Okay. Letters? Yeah, I think I know too.
So think about it, you know, and I've actually got the perfect honeymoon spot.
Oh,
MGC. Think about
no. Okay.
Think about it. Okay.
Anyway, that's about it for me. Real quick, I wanted to go over this yet again. The X-Blades Collector's Editions, we still have not heard from the people who pre-ordered or tried to pre-order still have not heard from Topware yet.
Drama.
I have been in contact with both Bert and his boss, James. We've been exchanging emails back and forth. The most recent one I got from him was last night, saying that they know that they fucked up pretty much and that they're going to try and do something to make it up. I sent an email back and said, how about an estimate of when we're going to see these emails? And I haven't heard from him yet. So I'm working really hard to try and get this done for you guys. I understand that. You know, I'm hoping everyone understands that we're just the messenger. We're trying our best to get this stuff for you guys. And I know that they, you know, they said that they had a delay due to the, like, Comic-Con while they were there and stuff like that. So as far as I know, it's still going on. Apparently rejection emails have gone out. So if you have not gotten a rejection email, you probably will hear from them. Hopefully.
So no news is kind of good news.
Yeah, no news is kind of good news at this point. But that's about all I can say about that right now. As I said, James did say that they know that they screwed up and that they're going to try and make it up to us. And I will have more information about that, in coming shows, hopefully. So, that's it. So let's jump in. Jason.
Ba-dunk. That was my jump in noise. Ba-dunk.
Oh, okay.
Ba-dunk.
Sploosh. Ba-dunk. Sploosh.
Skadoosh.
What's distracting you this week?
Games, old stuff, nothing new. Sorry. But
what old stuff? What old stuff?
Fallout 3. It's been running like a champ on the wife's computer. Knock on wood. But I'm getting a lot farther in that. Still really loving it.
Cool.
Mass Effect. Just because I wanted to experience the stuff that I was missing in Fallout 3, namely, you know, the really cool, you know, dialogue tree and everything. Oh, and the good voice acting and whatnot. It was nice kind of going back and forth. I really, really love Mass Effect, and I really, really love it on PC.
If, like, they put the two together, that'd be freaking amazing.
Yeah, I heard that they said that they came out and said that they're actually going to start, they're going to bring more downloadable content sometime earlier this year.
About time.
Yeah, so seriously.
Hopefully it's not cookie cutter
how
shit.
Long?
It's been almost
long.
A year.
What else have
I
been playing?
It's been about a year, yes.
Oh, Street Fighter HD Remix. Did you guys know that Street Fighter 4 is coming out? Like,
get the fuck out.
Real soon?
They're like, making a 4. Do you know what, you know what's week? Funny? Okay, huh. I'm having a thing the first Saturday after the release. Have a bunch of guys coming over. We're literally going to play Street Fighter 4 all day long.
Cool.
And drink beers and stuff. Like,
shit,
totally
I
want to
go.
Get out. Hey, you guys are definitely more than welcome.
Fuck.
Right. Anyone listening? So anyway, half the people I talk to, they're like, what, like, Street Fighter 4, there was a 3? Like, oh. I'm like, yes, there was. I'm like, and they're like, oh, you mean like the Super Street Fighter, like 2? Or like, I'm like, no, there's an actual Street Fighter 3. It's got like different characters and stuff, except for Ken and Ryu, and they added in Chun-Li. And they look at me with this like blank stare, like, really? Are you
really?
Sure? I'm like, yes, trust me, I have it. You want to go play it? I have it for PS2.
I don't know what happened to Third Strike, man, a lot. It just, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it just wasn't
Mortal Kombat something. Happened. That's what happened. As sad as that is. Because I think, what did 3 come out? Just around the same time Mortal Kombat 2 came out? Or just a little bit after that, maybe?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
No, I think 3 was well after that.
Yeah.
Really? That's probably why then, because I think everyone moved on maybe to the 3D fighting games like Tekken and Virtual Fighter at that point.
Yeah,
well, like, yeah, because I mean, like, you have to think about anyway. Mortal Kombat 2 was out when the Genesis and the Super NES were still out.
Yeah,
and Street Fighter 3 didn't come out until Dreamcast time.
Yeah, Dreamcast, yeah.
So,
well, speaking of Street Fighter 3, I actually popped that in. I've got the Anniversary Collection on the Xbox, so mm-hmm. good little third strike.
That's online too, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I know the regular Anniversary Edition is. I'm not sure about Third Strike. I imagine so, because they're on the same disc, but who knows? I wouldn't mind trying that out. I'm so sad that I just totally glossed over 3.
Me too.
Because it's a really solid game. It's fun.
Yeah, I honestly, I've never played 3.
Never?
I've always wanted to, but I've seen it played, but I've never played it.
It's fun. I just really got into it, I guess, just a few weeks ago when I got the Anniversary Collection. Like, I rented it for Dreamcast, played a few matches. No one liked Street Fighter then, so I couldn't play with anyone. I'm like, oh, okay, well, whatever.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, wow, I wish I got into this back in the day.
Yeah. I'm going to be working on that this weekend, I think, just for, like, you know, getting parries down and whatnot. It might happen.
Cool.
We shall see. Well, aside from my Street Fighter love and all the Street Fighter games I've played, there's Dungeon Runners as well. Oh, wait. What? We're not doing the Free Project MMO anymore.
So you can talk about Dungeon Runners now.
I can still because I bought the damn thing because
nice.
I wanted the fucking bling gnomes, yo. And you know what? If you spend your $20 to buy this, you know, the retail copy, you get bling gnomes. And you also get 6 months of paid service, which is like a $30 value. So you're totally coming out ahead.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not only
that,
bling
gnomes alone.
Yeah, the bling gnomes alone, I'd pay $50 for. Well, no. They're not, they're not that
much.
Cool.
They're not that much bling.
But yeah, I have no problem, you know, supporting these guys. So I really want Dungeon Runners.
I'm probably going to do it too, even if I never play it. You know, it's worth supporting them because they made a quality game and they're offering it for free, and I really want to see that continue.
Yeah, I agree. So cool. I think that's all that I've played. I downloaded Flower, but I have not played it yet.
Oh, did
oh,
you
crap.
Really?
I totally forgot about that. I need to download that.
We'll I thought you break. Weren't. I thought you were weren't going to get it.
Well, I had like $20 sitting in my wallet, and I figured it might be a game that Lisa could enjoy. So
yeah,
cool.
That's my justification of it too. So I don't sound like a homo when I say I'm playing Flower,
dude. no doubt. It's been getting awesome reviews.
I take that back. I mean, homo in a good way. Again, I'm terrible with that shit.
Just give it up, man.
Yeah. Okay. Forget it.
But
anyway,
yeah, it's been getting really good reviews.
I heard it just sucks you in and won't let go.
It's one of those things that you sit down
I heard
and you just
OMG.
It's so relaxing and OMG. And it just kind of you know, you just kind of fall into the game and just keep playing. So
yeah, that's cool.
I'm interested to try it out, that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know if it's got legs, but I mean we'll see. I don't know. I've paid more than $10 for less of a game, I suppose. So
true. Jeff, continue.
Cool.
Please.
Oh, what am I saying?
Go
I
get a drink. BRB.
Okay. Played some. I picked up Genesis Collection, Sonic Ultimate Genesis Collection.
Oh, you did?
I want to hear about this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's got a lot of good games on it. There's a lot of games that I wish they had on there that they didn't, like Afterburner and some of the other Shinobis. The only Shinobis on there are Shinobi 3 and the original arcade game. But
which is good because that's the version I've always wanted back.
What, the arcade one?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it like the night I was playing it, and I was like, the fact
not
that
as good as you remember.
Well, it's still decent. It's still fun to play, but he uses a gun. I'm like, really, a ninja with a gun? It's kind of
does
like, he has the shurikens at first when you get your first upgrade. It looks like he's holding a small gun. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like I'm pretty sure he gets a gun after you get the upgrade for the like the power up thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 3 is still awesome. I didn't play too much of it. I went through a few games I've never tried before, like Beyond Oasis, which surprised the hell out of me with how good that game looked for a Genesis game.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I never played that game either, so that's one of the ones that I'm looking forward to playing.
Yeah, I played it for about a couple minutes. The control is a little bit iffy, like the hit detection is really hard because you start with this really tiny dagger and you have to get really close to the enemies and stuff, and it was kind of frustrating, but it did look really good. Like, it looked like it. No dig onto the Genesis, but it looked like a Super Nintendo game because of how bright and colorful it was. Because, you know,
nice.
The Genesis only had like 16 colors or something like that, so it was tough to
right.
make things look kind of good. Did the first 10 minutes of Phantasy Star 4, of course.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it has a nice little smoother thing you can turn off or on. So if you want the smoother, like if anyone has played Castlevania Symphony of the Night on Xbox Live, you know you can turn it to HD graphics or regular. that's basically all it does. It kind of smooths out the edges, but it can make some stuff look a little bit blurry. But some games that look like Shinobi 3 look way better with it on. Thought Phantasy Star looked way better with it on.
Oh, Phantasy Star did? Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was actually, I think Mark actually posted his thoughts about some of that stuff in, on VG Evo, and he was mentioning a similar idea of that sometimes it looks better and sometimes it doesn't, and that kind of makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't played a game yet that it doesn't look good in, but then again, I only realized you can turn it on after, like, I played through, or at least tried about half the games. But some of
I think
games
he said that it looks really good on the Sonic games because it gives it, like, a pastel look.
I did try it on Sonic 2. It did look nice.
Cool.
But some of the games just don't hold up, though. Game Ground, for one, that game is just, like, awful. I couldn't... The first stage, I'm like, wow, everything moves so slow, and this is just so monotonous and just boring. I could barely hit anything. And Alien Storm, I remember that game being... From what I remember being, like, a pretty decent Golden Axe clone, but you're fighting, like, aliens and stuff. But I was like, wow, this isn't like I remember it at all, really. Yeah. But
And
overall,
they have Golden Axe 1, 2, and 3
Golden
on there,
Axe
too.
1, 2, and 3, yeah. They got... Because I wish they had the Thunder Force games on there, too. But I guess Sega...
Don't they have one of them?
No, none of the Thunder Force games are on there.
Oh, I could have sworn they had one of them. Oh, well.
Well, it might be an unlockable, maybe, but I didn't see it on there. But they have...
Oh,
they have, like,
not Thunder Force. I'm thinking... what's it called? Thunder Blade?
They have Thunder Blade.
The helicopter?
On there. Yes, that's on there. But it's the Genesis version, not the arcade version.
Right, right.
But... Yeah, there's a couple of unlockables. You can get some Sega Master System games on there. There's a couple arcade games like Shinobi and Fantasy Zone.
The original Fantasy Star?
The original Fantasy Star is one of the unlockables. There's also Fantasy Star 2, 3, and 4. Shining Force 1 and 2, Shining in the Darkness.
Nice.
Yeah, a bunch of those games. Like, pretty much all the top-tier games. Vector Man's on there. I don't remember Vector Man being as hard as it is. I was like, holy shit.
Oh,
it,
yeah.
It is
hard.
Really tough.
Isn't Comic Zone on there?
Comic Zone is on there.
Dude, yes! Comic Zone is awesome. That game was fucking hard as hell, too.
I never played Comic Zone. I started playing. I'm like, this is really good.
Oh,
like,
no crap. That game holds up really well.
Yeah, it is hard as hell.
I actually broke that out and started playing it on the Nomad
Not
too long ago. And, I mean, it's awesome.
That's a game I would not mind being remade in the same way as Mortal Kombat, but done with totally cel-shaded graphics, but the same style.
Yeah, that would be
totally
awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I really wish they would actually continue that franchise, because it was such a good idea.
Yeah, it just came out too late in the Genesis' lifespan, so it kind of passed over. That's an E-SWAT's on there. I think that's the first time E-SWAT's been on a Genesis collection. That's the newest thing. I finally busted open Valkyria Chronicles.
Nice.
Yeah, I played that last night for about an hour and a bit. I think I'm on chapter 3.
That's where I am.
Cool.
Yeah. So you're only on chapter 3?
Yeah, I all of a sudden started playing Fallout, and I put like 140 hours into Fallout.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So right now I'm on chapter 3, and I have like the skirmishes unlocked, so I can move on. But I keep playing the skirmishes. I keep playing the skirmish to gain money and experience to soup up my troops.
Oh, so if you do the skirmishes, then you build up the stuff for the story too?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, you level up your characters in skirmish.
I'm more interested in just getting buying all the shit that I can buy. Mm-hmm. And leveling up is like a nice side effect, you know?
I like it, though. I love the presentation of it. It's just awesome. Like,
the way
the cutscenes are and everything. Yeah, how you go into the book and it tells you different stories. And it's pretty well acted for what it is. And it's not overly anime like I thought it might be. But you still get the old, like, oh, it's been good working with you.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Like, oh, God. But other than that, it looks great.
It's like classic Sega voice acting, you know?
Yeah. It's good times. And the battles are really fun. I did die. The only battle I lost once was the one you first fight the tank, and you got to wait for your tank to get there.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That one was actually pretty tough.
Yeah. I did it on the second one, but the first time I died, and I was like, oh, crap. But I knew right away what I should have done instead. So I'm just hoping that the game doesn't ramp up difficulty that much where I have to play like a battle more than like 3 times. Because if I have to fight a battle more than like 3 times this type of game, I'm probably going to give up.
That's why I'm not so worried about grinding. I mean, I know that grinding is going to help in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind the grinding either, because the battles are fun. And in the skirmish mode, I mean, the skirmish mode gets to the point where the concept is to try and beat the skirmish in as few turns as possible.
You can do it in one turn, too.
Yeah, the first skirmish you can actually complete in one turn. I haven't done it yet. Yeah, you can complete it in one turn. I have yet to do it, because every time I try to, I end up getting killed as I'm running.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, That's one thing that bugged the hell out of me. Not that they can shoot you while you're running, but when you're when you go to your character's turn, the second you select that character, it seems like the enemy always gets the first hit on you before you can even bring up that menu or when you want to bring up the target thing. Yeah. I hate that. It should at least like you get that in before. You should get priority before they take a shot at you. So if you know right away, it's this character's turn, I'm going to select this character, right away I'm going to attack this guy, it should let you do that before they have a chance to hit you.
It's like, yeah, I agree, because that just, it's. I was actually going to mention that too while I was talking about it, because it's, you know, when you hit the R1 button to actually aim, they actually, like, especially if you're fighting a shock trooper, if you're near a shock trooper, they get like five or six more shots off while you're going into your aiming mode.
Yeah.
And it's really frustrating.
Okay.
And there have been several times when my character has died while trying to pick up the gun and aim after I've hit the R1 button. And it's just, it's annoying.
Yeah, that's my only one real, I guess, complaint right now. But
yeah,
so far
that's
I'm
my
liking
only
it.
Gripe.
Hopefully, if we're done recording this a little bit early, I'm going to try to get a little bit into Chapter 3. We'll see what happens. Played a bunch of Tehalos. Put that in because me and Double Urukin. He's like, hey, I don't want to complete the campaign on Legendary. He's like, yeah, sure, I'll give it a shot.
Oh,
so
that's right.
we played the entire campaign last Sunday from beginning to end. In
holy shit.
Basically. Yeah, on Legendary. We had some help. We had a couple people jump in from Medievo, like Who Is Craig was on there for a bit. Spoiler alert, Life is a Gamer. And Five Cobras actually jumped in at the end to help us the last couple levels and do our driving so we can beat that last level where you're basically on a warthog and the shit's blowing up. It's like a big obstacle course. Yeah, I kept dying driving through that, so he took the reins and got us through.
Cool. But,
yeah, it was fun. That was the only time that I've ever sat through a game that's like even close to that long in one sitting. And it felt kind of good.
How long is the game anyway?
It took us 7 hours. But that was with little breaks, and there was a time when it was just me and Double Urukin just by ourselves, and Legendary with two people was actually pretty hard, because in Halo, if you die, you respawn if you have people still alive, and they're not in battle. So if you have four people, it's a lot easier to just keep going in the levels even if you die, but when there's two people, chance of both you dying at the same time is pretty high. So we had to do a couple levels over again, a couple checkpoints over again. If we didn't have to do that, I'd say we probably could have done it in 6 hours. But
cool.
Yeah, it was about seven and a half. So it was fun. Yeah, other than that, yeah, a bunch of Street Fighter, Halo Wars demo, Killzone 2 demo, of course, still a bunch of times. And that's basically about it. Oh, lots of MotorStorm 2, actually. I'm playing MotorStorm 2 almost daily.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm playing with Only One Matters and stuff. We jump on there, play a few races here and there. I'm terrible at that game, but I still love playing it.
Yeah.
It's
so damn pretty.
Tracks. Oh, God, it's gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's about it for me. What about you, Chris?
What cool. You let's see. Well, as I said last week, I was going to try and beat Viking this week, and I did.
Congrats. Yay.
The one thing I forgot to mention last week about Viking is QuickTime events. God, they suck. I hate them.
Are they the bad type of QuickTime events in this one?
They're not so bad, but you know, they're not as bad as, say, the Force Unleashed ones were. Well, from what I played the demo, I still haven't bought that game. I want to, but they're not that bad, but they're so repetitive because you only get QuickTime events when you're fighting certain enemies. So if you're fighting a champion, then you have to, you know, you have to knock him down to a certain level and then you do a quick time event on him. If you're fighting a giant, then you have to knock him down and you actually do three quick time events. You have to take out one leg, then take out the other leg, then climb up on his back and take out his head. That's the way the giants work.
Okay.
Well, the champions, there's like seven or eight different quick time event sequences and you know, it's random which one you have to do.
No.
But on the giant, it's the same one every time. So
okay.
It's like sometimes it's annoying when it's like with some of the ones will tell you to repeatedly hit A, and then after you repeatedly hit A, you have to hit X. And if you don't see A go away and stop hitting it in time, then you hit A when you're supposed to hit X, and he knocks you off. So that's a little annoying.
Sucks. Yeah, that's not good.
But yeah, I mean, some of the QuickTime events are a little annoying, but it's not that bad. And that kind of brings me to, I'm not going to do anything to spoil the game. Not that anyone really care, but...
It's okay. I don't know if I'll be playing it.
Yeah. The final boss is very disappointing because it's basically a giant with a different head.
Oh.
Yeah. Well. And the quick time event is different when you fight it. Yeah. So... Yeah, okay. That's all I'm going to say about liking. I still think it was worth playing. I still had fun playing it. You know, it satisfied my hack and slash need for the time being, and I think I'm done with it now. So yeah. After that, I decided that I wanted to try out Burnout again because I don't know if you guys knew about this, but last week they released a patch for Burnout where you can now restart events.
Awesome.
Yes, and this is really what I was waiting for to really get into Burnout. So,
that is a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah, trying to drive back to the place where you were in the first place.
Yeah,
it's kind of annoying. So, I popped in Burnout, and I started to download the updates. The four of the updates that have come out since I last played the game. and when I saw how slowly it was updating. I was like, all right, well, I got to switch over to my 360 and play something else. it took me about 2.5 hours to download all those updates.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it took a long time. So while I was doing that, I played Guitar Hero 3.
Wow.
And now I know, I continue to reiterate why I like Rock Band more than Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero 3 was... so poorly executed in so many ways. Like boss battles, the face offs are retarded. It's like, why even have them? But whatever. I started playing it. It was fun. I got to at least get some practice on the guitar because, you know, it's Guitar Hero, Rock Band, doesn't matter. You're still getting practice. So, played that for the time that it was downloading the updates and then ended up going to bed, but went back to Burnout the next day and had a lot of fun with it. It's very easy to start unlocking trophies in that game. I'll tell you that now.
That's very true.
Yeah, I didn't realize. The trophies aren't what made me go back to it. The restart was. But I think I unlocked had to be like 15 trophies in the 3 or 4 hours I played it this week.
Oh, that's kick ass.
Yeah. So, but I had a lot of fun with that. I'm definitely going to go back to it. Let's see what else. Also play some more Valkyria Chronicles. We talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Love that game. And this is going to be my surprise distraction of the week.
Ooh.
For 360, I played some Civilization Revolution.
Oh my God! What? Yeah.
Turn-based strategy game, pretty much. But it's very approachable and a lot of fun. I was very impressed and very surprised. I haven't played any of the Civilization games in the past.
Oh really?
So
oh,
this is new to me. This is 100% new to me. And I had a really good time with it. You know, you start out with this little city and you get to choose like a historical civilization, I guess. I mean, I chose the Americans under Abraham Lincoln to start out with, just to get an idea. And each leader has like a different they have a different pro to them.
Yeah.
And they have different pros for each time period that you're in. So, you know, I started off with Abraham Lincoln and, you know, you start out with a very small city and you build troops and units and stuff like that. And then you can build wonders. Like I built Stonehenge
and in
it
America?
Increases.
Wow.
Yeah, it increases some stats in I don't remember which stat it was. I only got to play the game for about an hour, but you know, it was fun. I'm going to probably go back to it. Good stuff.
That's cool. So it was accessible. It wasn't too tedious. I mean, that's kind of the bane of...
As I said, I've only played it for about an hour yet so far, but I played an hour and I want to go back to it.
Okay.
So
I would totally try that out.
That's a good thing. Let's see. The last thing I played this week that I won't spend too much time on was the American version of the Phantasy Star Portable demo.
Ah, yes.
Scott and I tried to get this working on Ad Hoc Party again.
Uh-huh.
Same result.
Ouch.
Yeah, very disappointed.
God, that sucks. Did you guys try Excellent Kai at all, or does he
No,
have
I haven't yet. I know it'll work with that.
Well, we hope.
Yeah, we hope it'll work with that. But I'm really hoping that because... we got the same result with the Japanese demo and the American demo, that it's an issue with the demo not being compatible with Ad Hoc Party, and it's not an issue with our connection.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jason, I don't know if you have it set up to do Ad Hoc Party yet.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I want to get online with you and see if we can get a game going.
Okay. Sounds good. So
just make sure.
After that, because we've both got Kai as well, so we can try that as well.
Yeah, I actually need to get Kai set up again.
Oh, yeah, you've got a new PC.
Yeah. So. But, yeah, that's it.
Not bad, man.
Yeah, I actually played quite a bit this week, so I'm trying to get...
I'm jealous.
Now that I've recovered from my Fallout addiction...
And mine's like in full swing now.
Yeah,
like you guys hooked me again, and now I'm all pissed because I want to play Valkyria Chronicles, but I got the Fallout bug. But it's a good bug to have.
That's what I had. That's what happened to me.
Yeah,
good stuff. All right, let's give the show to Jeff.
All right, you guys want some news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Give it to me.
Give you some news.
Give it to me.
Blizzard has announced that they're going to be starting up a StarCraft beta.
Yeah.
Not really a big surprise, but it's coming within... they didn't say when. They did say shortly, possibly within the next few months. It's not going to be an open beta, so don't get too excited. It's probably going to be some crazy hardcore sign-up stuff where they just randomly pick people, or not so randomly pick people, where they just pick people that are maybe close to their community and that they know that will actually play the game 24/7 and...
Not sell them on eBay.
Yeah, and actually beta test the game.
That would be smart.
It would be smart. So those people into StarCraft, might as well give it a shot. I'm sure they're going to have a posting on their interweb soon saying how you can do that, but give it a shot. It's worth a try either way. Left 4 Dead, we're all still playing it.
Yeah.
And Laval's giving us a reason to play it even longer. We talked about this last week, the DLC pack's coming for PC and 360. It's going to be 100% free for both, which is cool. But at the same time, it's opening up basically the two campaigns that were already there for single player and adding in like another multiplayer mode. So really, if you wanted to be a douche, you could argue that they're basically giving you the full game now, pulling a motor storm, so to speak. But yeah, it is free, so.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's
plus,
cool.
Yeah, we'll probably have the Source Engine too.
Yes, well, the PC side.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, definitely get it. So... Yeah, that's pretty cool. And, I mean, people are still playing the game now with those two campaigns, playing the versus mode and the co-op mode. So, yay to that.
Indeed.
Cool.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Did you guys... go ahead.
I was going to say, it's probably the one game of last year that made me want to game on my PC again. So...
Cool.
That's good.
Well, similarly, there was only, like, one game that you would really want to play on the Jaguar back in the day. And that was Alien vs. Predator.
No
you
shit.
You remember that? If you guys ever played it. Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
But Alien vs. Predator was that game that most people, the majority of people argue that, or Tempest 2000
yeah,
were probably
Tempest
the best titles on it. But the same developer, actually, Rebellion, who actually worked on that Jaguar game, is working on a new Alien vs. Predator game that's going to be published by Sega, coming to PC, 360, and PS3.
What kind of game?
So it looks like it's gonna be a first person shooter.
Yeah,
like,
I figured as much.
Yeah, same kind of thing.
That's
kind of
cool.
The Jaguar one, which is cool because that was a good game. I don't know if they can, you know, evolve that to a next generation game, kind of change some things here and there. Because even though that game was good back in the day, it was pretty generic for a first person shooter. Nowadays,
right. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and especially nowadays when there's so many first-person shooters coming out, it's like, how are you going to hold up to a game like Halo or a game like Killzone or something like that? So
you need a gimmick.
Yeah, they need to have something.
Yeah, if done right, it would be pretty awesome. If they can
let me be the Predator with all of his awesomeness. You could do that in another one, though, too, right?
They can redo the beat-em-up that Capcom did. That was fucking phenomenal. You guys remember that?
I don't remember that one.
AVP. One dumb.
I don't remember that one. I'm sure I must have played it, but I just don't remember it.
Google that shit. YouTube's it. It's fun.
Cool.
That's cool shit. I'm looking forward to it anyway. Hopefully it'll be pretty decent.
Pretty decent.
What else is cool as shit, Jeff?
What else is cool as shit? That was a weird transition, but I'll go through that. GTA, Lost in the Damned, to me and probably to all of us, not that cool as shit, but cool nonetheless. I'm saying us not being huge GTA fans is what I'm getting
at.
Yeah. But Lost in the Dam's hitting in next week, I think it comes out.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was 17th. This week. Did it not come out?
I think it comes out on the 17th, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, for those people out there who only have Xbox Live Silver, it's going to be free online to play from February 17th to the 22nd. So it's kind of like, here, your first hit's free kind of thing. Yep. We nab you, and boom, you're addicted. And we're
that's right.
$50.
That's how they get you, suckers.
Exactly. So those who are out there, those listening, if you only have a Silver membership and you download Lost of the Dam, you can get on there free for
also
for
yeah.
17th to 22nd. So that's 6
if
days.
If you hate Street Fighter, you know, that's your option.
That's right. If you're not getting the real game next week, that
right,
is
yes.
your option.
Exactly. Midway, a company that we all love and we grew up playing their games for years and years and years.
Ooh! Oh,
they've
sorry.
Been around.
I was early, wasn't I?
A little bit early.
Okay, sorry.
They've been around for basically the beginning of games almost, really, when you think about it, in some way, shape, or form.
That is true.
Okay.
Well, not really, but I mean, you know. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So bad news for them, I guess. Mortal Kombat vs. DC didn't do as well as they thought it was going to do, or didn't bring them the money that they thought it was going to do.
And that's yeah. a shame, because it was actually a pretty good game. It's probably one of my favorite combat games.
Hmm. That's what I've heard. I haven't played it yet, but seems to be the
general consensus.
The general consensus, correct. How long? Midway has been around for a long time. Didn't they make Defender?
They've been around since old school arcade games around the time of Pac-Man. So,
oh,
yes.
Yeah,
they've been around for a very long time.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, even though they haven't been the Midway of old, it is still a shame to hear about this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like yeah. not quite as big a thing as Atari when they were kind of going under, but because they're still around, but you know, all the ups and downs that they've been through. It's not that much, not many people know of Midway, like casual people, everyone knows about Atari, but still, test gamers, we know who Midway is. We know past Mortal Kombat, or before Mortal Kombat.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. But on the bright side, there's a game that rumored to be dropped by Midway because of the whole bankruptcy thing. Wheelman.
Oh, yeah. What the hell's happening to Wheelman?
Might have been dropped. Well, that's what I'm here for, Jason. I'm going to let you rest in peace, you know, let you sleep easy at night because Wheelman apparently has been picked up by Ubisoft.
Oh, thank God. Wait.
Yes!
Ubisoft. Oh.
Yeah. So
okay.
That's the rumor. There might be an official announcement soon, and they pretty much can do whatever they want with the franchise at this point because they own everything. If they wanted to, they could actually scrap it and start all over again.
Imagine Wheelman.
They could imagine Wheelman. They could repackage it as a driver game because Ubisoft has the rights to driver.
I don't know. I like putting the imagine.
Imagine Wheelman. That'd be pretty awesome.
Oh, that shit's awesome.
But yeah.
Well, no matter what they do with it.
Yeah.
I think we still don't give a shit. That seemed like our first who gives a shit ever because
yeah.
we decided to change it up.
That was the best still gives a shit ever. Or still doesn't give a shit.
Whatever. Still doesn't give a shit. Oh, still man. Don't give a shit. Shit,
right,
is it time for break?
Let's take a break.
Yeah, I get a refill.
I'm in.
Sound good? I need a refill.
I got a refill too.
We'll come back. We'll talk about the most overrated and underrated games of the last year of 2008. Then we'll do some new releases, some listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay tuned, and we'll be back.
Jeff, are you okay?
I'm fine.
It sounded like a wet one.
It was kind of. I got to taste my drink all over. Here.
Yes.
For free.
I'm totally leaving that shit in.
I was hoping you would.
Make me look like the pig.
And now, time for another broken New Year's resolution with Gaz.
Broken New Year's resolution.
Hold it. Damn it. There goes my resolution. All right. I know you're angry. Come on. Talk to Daddy. That's been a broken New Year's resolution with Gaz.
Broken New Year's resolution.
And welcome back.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey. Today, our feature is overrated and underrated games of 2008. I can't talk. As usual with the feature, I'm going to pass the show over to Jason.
That was awesome. And Jason, what do you think?
I agree.
Perfect.
Yes. Back in I think ninth grade, I had a terrible attitude, and I was kind of I was a good student. I did good in tests, but one of the teachers that I didn't like very much, he didn't like me. He asked me, "So Jason, what do you think?" in the middle of class one day, and I'm like, "I think you're a fucking idiot." He asked me something about like cumulus clouds or something.
Hey, you actually said that?
I did.
Jason, I just almost spit
water.
That
is so awesome.
That was horrible.
You're my hero.
He just got up and he's like, "Jason, office now."
And you're like, "See, that's exactly what I'm talking about, sir."
And I'm like, "Sweet, I'm going to get a 3-day out of school. I get to play video games for three days straight."
Sucker.
Anyway, so what are we doing?
Yeah, overrated, underrated. Stuff.
I think we're going to shake it up a little bit. What do you think? We're going to bring it back to our roots, and we're going to go first.
Oh.
Before everybody else. Now, let's back up even further
Sorry.
This was brought up by Stoffinator.
He sent us
an email weeks ago, and it's too big of a monster to cover in just a regular question, so we decided to make a feature out of it. So,
with
2008 being over, the dust has settled, you know, all the hype's over and done with. What do we really think about the games 2008? What was overrated? What was underrated?
Cool.
Where do you think we should start? Overrated.
Let's start with overrated games.
All right, Chris.
Well, I think the first one is going to be a very talked about game during this feature. And that game is, of course, Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah. Oh, snap! The emails are ringing off the hook.
I
know, it doesn't make sense, but whatever. Roll with it.
Send your hate mail to chris@interactiveabstractions.com. No, I mean, I will not deny that Grand Theft Auto 4 is a good game. Mm-hmm. It is. All the Grand Theft Autos are. But I still think that this game is... I mean, it is not the best game that came out last year, period.
Well, let's, I don't know. All right, so
this is tough.
The reviews for this game, there are a lot of, you know, 99s. There's actually a lot
of 100s,
and just through the roof. It's what, the second most highest rated game on, like, game rankings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, next to Ocarina of Time, yeah.
Ocarina of Time, yes.
And for a while, I think it actually was beating it or something like that.
It was,
Every game's beating it for the first 2 days of release.
No.
All right. Fair enough. I was channeling Scott for that one. So, I mean, does it live up to the hype? Is it overrated?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not a huge into the Grand Theft Auto series. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I played this one. I played probably about 10 or so hours of it. And, you know, I enjoyed what I played, but it wasn't enough to bring me back to it. You know, it didn't make me feel like I had to keep playing. And from what I heard from other people that have played all of the games, San Andreas is still a much better game. That's kind of what I'm getting at. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that have said that San Andreas is a better game.
I don't know. I think a lot of people think San Andreas is a better game because of the content that's in it. In fact, there's a lot more you can do. But as a game, technically, Grand Theft Auto 4 is way better.
I agree with that.
From a technical aspect, of course, because it's on the newer generation.
They made it more focused, like a more focused storyline. They improved the shooting mechanics and all that kind of stuff. I don't think just because it's on next generation. I think just because they actually fixed a lot of things that were wrong with the Grand Theft Auto series. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
As much as I loved, you know, the Grand Theft Auto 3, you know, the first one, this is my favorite one, I think, because they did fix a lot of those issues, you know, especially, you know, the gunplay, as it were. And I did not like San Andreas. Yes, part of it was, you know, content.
Content is the reason that I didn't care for it, but...
That was a big thing. But the whole, like, you know... like you'd have to exercise and shit like that, you know, the tedious crap.
It's just,
that was cut up completely in four, which was very welcome. I love
no one wants micromanaging in a Grand Theft Auto game.
No
and
shit.
That's basically what you're doing.
Yeah. So, well, and yeah, actually, Grand Theft Auto 4 was on my list as well for pretty much the same reasons. I think it was a step forward, you know, with Grand Theft Auto, the series, you know, and it fixed a lot of things. Was it deserving of these, like, perfect scores? Absolutely not. You know?
Yeah.
I didn't care for the characters so much. The story was completely convoluted, but, I mean, the gameplay's still intact, and I know you're not the biggest fan of it, Jeff, but, I mean, the whole open world thing, I can still get into it, and I still think that that it's viable if it's done right. But,
yeah.
And I think they did that right, but I don't know. There was a lot of polish on the game. It was still gorgeous, but there wasn't a whole lot that was grabbing me with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally hear you.
I'm with you too.
The same way. It's kind of on my list too. And one thing we all want to point out to you guys listening is it was hard to come up with an overrated, underrated, because with any game on any of our lists, you're going to find sites that gave it a high score. You're going to find sites that'll give it a low score. Like Killzone 2, for instance, got a 7 out of 10 from a certain magazine that's published out in Europe, and people are going, oh, that's unbelievable, like, that's crazy.
Holy
so
shit.
It's hard to actually give, like, something that's underrated or overrated unless you're specifically targeting a certain site or group of sites. So we kind of basically combined underrated, overrated, but also appreciated, and whether or not the games lived up to those standards to us. So
yeah,
so you guys know where we're coming from. It's not like,
yeah,
because really you can't really say a game is overrated, underrated, because it's all subjective and it's all someone's opinion.
Yeah, this is kind of over and under appreciated.
Exactly.
And we'll give our reasonings why. And you know, you might be saying, well, shit, that game got a fucking 85%. That's a pretty good score. But
yeah,
we'll try and explain a little bit.
Exactly.
We'll try to explain
why our opinions mean more than anyone else's.
Exactly.
Basically.
Well, I mean, you guys should just take it as gospel truth. I mean, come on.
It's in stone.
That's right.
But yeah, I agree with you guys. Like, I enjoyed the game for about a week, maybe two, and then after that I realized once all the kind of novelty of the new graphics, the new physics engine, and all that kind of stuff hit me, and then once the novelty kind of wore off, I was like, wow, this is still Grand Theft Auto, it's still open, they're still making little mistakes that couldn't keep me interested, like the whole thing of having to have your friends call you while you're in the middle of a mission. At first you're like, oh, that's pretty cool, but when you actually want to get into the storyline, you're like, dude, stop fucking calling me.
Yeah, it's
like
that's one of the micromanagement things that Jason was talking about that didn't go away. It's like you have to micromanage your friends and make sure that you keep your relationship with them okay. And that was kind of annoying.
Bullshit.
It's like, I don't,
I hated that.
It was
it's
really
like,
annoying.
Bitch, I don't want to go on a date with you right now.
Yeah, you can say how
I'm busy shooting people. Leave me alone.
I've had days when I'm sitting here like, hey, you know what? Today I'm just going to play like Fallout, like for like four straight hours, and when anyone interrupting, yeah, it's kind of realistic. I have a friend called, like, yeah, dude, okay, I'll give you a show tonight, whatever. I'll let you know what we're doing. Cool. Half an hour later, dude, you know what's going on tonight yet? Like, dude, I told you I'll call you. Like, that's the exact same feeling I got playing a game. I'm like, I don't want this playing a game.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to play this game. Like, leave me the fuck alone. And then eventually I was like, you know what? Screw it. Like, I can't stick with it anymore. I understand it is for people who love those type of games. Yes, it's a great game. But to me, I would never be like, it's like the be all end all of games since Ocarina of Time. There's no way in hell.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
That's my point in putting it on the list. I still had fun with it. I thought it was a great game, but is it one of those like legendary fucking, you know, opuses? I don't think so. I don't think it's up there.
No.
No, I don't either.
All right.
Game number two, Chris.
No, we'll switch it up. Jeff, go ahead. You go next.
Yeah. I get a lot of hate for this one, but Little Big Planet.
Fucking A. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry. The game was hyped up to no end when it hit. Everyone loved it. Everyone's like, oh, you can make all this cool stuff. Me and the controls just did not mesh. I'm sorry. A platformer should not control like I'm playing in mud, and it should be responsive. Like, when I want to jump, I should jump. I shouldn't have to worry about how fast I'm running, what angle I'm jumping off this friggin' dinosaur or whatever it is. Just not fun. I tried going back to it the other day to be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to give it another shot. It's like, no, I still don't like the controls. I can't. The game is a platformer. Like I always said from the beginning, if they put Mario type precision controls or Sonic on this thing, I think it would be probably the best platformer ever created. But the controls ruined it for me. And I think, honestly, I think people when that game hit, people were had the blinders on, and they're like, oh my god, it's for PS3, it's gonna be a crazy exclusive, no one else is gonna have this, it's awesome, and they're just gonna believe it's awesome, whatever. I think after a couple months, you're already seeing it now, no one talks about Little Big Planet anymore, nobody. I've not seen hardly anyone talk about it, playing it on my friends list. It's kind of gone and went, and I think people are gonna realize after a while, like, you know what, that's it wasn't as good as we thought it was when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of more of a hype thing.
Fuck. All right, so I'm looking at my list here. I actually emailed myself the list of my overrated games, and Little Big Planet was on it. Little Big Planet is in my overrated list, but I actually just recently I moved it down to my torn. Because
okay.
I am 100% in agreement with you on the controls. They're shit.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
They're garbage. I think they're broken. I really do.
I mean, the plane thing, you know, when you've got, you know, two or three different, you know, planes.
Yep.
It's fine in theory, but it doesn't work well for me anyway. I find myself jumping and then like floating back to the, you know, to like the third plane or something like that.
Yeah. And you,
and,
sorry,
and
you
once
get...
again, 100%, you know, if they had tighter controls, I would be all over this because there's so much fun shit in this game.
Exactly.
I could make a list of all the things that I love about this game, you know.
Mm-hmm. But the
you
most
get to
important
your
thing.
Own shit. Yeah. Fundamentally, a platformer is about control and how it feels.
And you want anecdotal evidence that is accurate as hell. This is supposed to be a casual game that anyone could pick up and play. You give this somebody who's only played Mario in their life and say, you play this level, they will not get through it without asking a million and one questions as what they're doing wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's where they failed. Like this, that's why it does not have legs. It's...
I mean, you can have the most, you know, interesting and creative and just wonderful level known to man. But, I mean, if it's so fucking frustrating, you know, because the controls are tripping you up, it's less than fun. And that's why I think, you know, control, I think, is first, fundamentally, in a platformer.
100%.
You know, level design, of course, is huge up there as well. But, you know, if it's I'm not going to call it broken. I'm not.
Yeah, I guess it's not broken. It just... The physics control does not fit what the game wants to be, I think.
Yeah.
Or what the game's trying to be,
But like I said, there's a fucking laundry list of other shit that I really, really love. I love the level creation stuff. I love Sackboy. I love all the costumes, you know? The whole community behind it and the social aspect and everything. There's so many bonuses to this game. And that's why I'm really kind of torn on it. I'm so upset that the controls were so shitty to me. You know, I would be so in love with this game if we're the other way.
Agreed.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
I don't have anything to add, really. I mean, because I, you know, I didn't have that much problem with the controls. I mean, I understand that they're different from other platformers, but, you know, I ended up getting used to it, and it wasn't a bother to me.
No, well, you're wrong.
You're
okay, moving on. I'm just kidding. Yeah. What was one of your overrated games, Chris?
Well, Jason, what's one of your?
I guess that was technically.
Let's do the white elephant in the room, and we'll just go out with Wii Fit.
That's on my list.
There we go. It's probably on a lot of people's list. Huge,
you know,
fucking
they're getting,
hype for
Nintendo's
this game.
Nintendo's getting sued. Eh?
Sold a shit ton of copies.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the
Why?
News story that we actually covered? Like shortly after. The game launched. Came out. It's like 68% of people who bought Wii Fit used it once.
Stop playing it.
What
yeah.
the fuck? I know.
I mean, $90 for a fucking scale. Come on.
No,
Jesus
they're getting
Christ.
Sued. Nintendo's getting
when
sued by
When is Nintendo
going
to learn? I mean, the fucking, you know, the power pad didn't work out so well. The power glove
Was
didn't work
ass.
Out so well. The accessories are nice. They're yeah. cool. They're kind of a novelty. Rob, I threw him away as soon as I found out that I could hit B and A in the second controller
exactly.
to control Gyromite. You know, it's a fad. It is a novelty. I gotta say, I don't think it's really helping a lot of people out there. I don't know.
How many accessories?
Nintendo's
has...
selling a shit ton of these. Fucking
that's
things.
Why,
I
know. That's,
and that's why I think it's way overrated.
Can we just throw Nintendo up there as our fucking?
I was gonna
overrated...
actually put the Wii on my list.
I've also got Wii Music on my list, but I think that goes without saying, too. So.
No, that got shitty reviews.
Yeah, and it sold like shit, too, actually.
Yeah, it sold like garbage. Well, for a Wii game, it sold like garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was so overhyped, you know. That was
oh,
the
God,
next
yeah.
big thing, you know. But.
But I forgot to put this news. You guys hear that Nintendo's being sued by some company?
No.
Again? Yeah, some company did research. They did actual, like, extensive research. They got people to use Wii Fit every single day, eat normally as they would, whatever, and just use Wii Fit. And they saw basically pretty much zero results for everyone who did it. So now they're trying to sue Nintendo basically with false advertising and saying this is not what you say it is. And
how does this shit. How does this have anything to do with being fit?
Well, have you guys tried
if
it?
If you want. I've seen it in action. I've stepped on the scale, and I'm
stepped
like,
on the scale.
I'm like, what do I do now?
Yeah, it can definitely improve on your balance 100%.
Like, oh yeah, it does, yeah, yeah,
a lot
shit.
Of stuff with the balance will definitely help you out. But the stuff that
my fucking crane kicks and my, you know, Karate Kid 2, you know, the side to side action, completely improved after just one sitting with Wii Fit.
Nice. But yeah, losing weight and that thing, doing the yoga and everything, might yoga, and I have to do push-ups and some of the things, stuff like that. But that combined with your regular habits you're not changing basically isn't going to do anything.
Nope.
So.
Nope. But you know what? That's not going to hold water against Nintendo because they've come out and said in several news statements that the game was not made to make you lose weight.
After the fact.
Yeah, after it came out.
After it came out, they said that. That's true. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean,
I got to admit, doing the ski jump with a bunch of people was really fun. Competing in the ski jump, that was kind of cool. If you guys ever did that one. Fun times.
I know, anyway, but you paid, what, $80 for that?
I mean, I didn't buy it, but yeah, that's how much it was. Some places are going for like
90?
50. Well, yeah, it's like almost 100.
Well, a lot of places are sold out. If you look for it during Christmas, I mean, Craigslist was just flooded with, you know, $200, $300 for this thing. Ridiculous.
Yep.
Agreed.
Overrated.
100% agree. Overrated.
Yeah, that was on my list,
that's
too.
That's another unanimous overrated. That's like
I will move on to, I'll throw my next one out there. And I know I'm going to get hate mail from this.
Okay.
And I know Necro is going to be one of them. Guitar Hero World Tour.
Guitar Hero World Tour. Oh, really?
Overrated as fuck. Rock Band is so... see, that. This is the thing. This is the reason I put that on there. All right. I personally believe that Rock Band is a better experience. That is my personal opinion.
That is the real opinion. The opinion.
Yes, that is the real opinion. The ratings show that as well. And yet Rock Band does not sell nearly as much as Guitar Hero does, Branding. Even though that they came up with the idea first, and they do it better.
But people don't know that. We know that.
Rock Band had the idea first. What?
Because it's harmonics, right? They actually created Guitar Hero.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So
I gotcha.
But Joe Blow
fucking across the street doesn't know the difference. We know the difference because we're friggin' video game nerds and we follow all the friggin' right. news and everything
the
sites and forums. We do a fucking podcast. That's why we know. But yeah, they're like, oh, Guitar Hero. Yeah, it's a good game, man. I'm playing for you. Yeah, it's definitely some good stuff.
Yeah.
Man. What's this Rock
Band?
They're
about
just copying
all the time.
Guitar Hero. They're copying Guitar Hero. Like, yeah, no. They are Guitar Hero.
That's right.
Better. Yeah, they don't. I don't know how the downloadable contents would go on with World Tour because I don't have it, but I'm sure it doesn't compare to Rock Band.
Well,
was that the most ignorant assumption you've ever heard in your entire life? <It's> like, I don't have it, so it can't. It must not be doing as well as Rock Band.
At least you came out and admitted it. No, I mean they don't release as much downloadable content as Rock Band does, but they still do release new content every week now. So
they've got Dropkick Murphys. That's all I care about. Well, no, that was Guitar Hero 3, I think.
And they're coming out with Metallica.
All right, never mind.
That was 3, yeah. That was like a year ago, Jason. What the hell is wrong with you?
I still haven't gotten 3.
Oh.
Cool.
So
Jeff,
what's next?
Another,
me, Jason, dude. We're going like semi-circle here, dude.
No, actually, I did all mine. I'll comment on
it. Oh, you did all yours. I'll go back. Is another one?
All I can really say is that I haven't played it.
This one was really hard to put on the list because I actually love the game. Like, I think it's really, really good.
See,
and
that's why we need a third category called Torn,
exactly.
And that's where I put Little Big Planet.
This is more of not appreciated, underappreciated. This is actual game I actually believe was a little bit overrated. And this hopefully will make up my Little Big Planet because Gears of War 2, I think, was overrated this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of assumed that's where you were going when you started talking, but I really wasn't expecting you to say it, even with all that.
But, yeah, it's... Reasons being, I love Gears. Gears 1, I played through Gears 1 probably about 3 or 4 times. Like, it was that good. Gears 2 overall, I think, is a better game. Like, they polished it to the nines. Like, it looks better, it plays better, the story is better. But it's not that much of a jump that I think it should get the scores that it had. And the multiplayer was not broken, but it had a lot of problems at launch, and it still kind of is. Like, if you're not playing casual matches or if you're not in a full party almost, it's hard to find a game. Not because there's no one playing it, but because it's not connecting you. And that just shouldn't happen, especially when they were done the game so much earlier than the release date, apparently.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, for what, like, it does look a lot better, but really it is kind of like more Gears. And sure, it's a great game. I'm not going to be the one who's like, well, if it's just like the first game got like 9s and 10s, why shouldn't this game? Because I think it honestly should have stepped up in some other way. I don't know exactly, can't explain really how, but let's put it this way.
In execution, I think.
Yeah, probably more in execution. Maybe. Like I said, Gears 1, it might have been because it was like the novelty and because it was like the first like next generation game that was next generation, like every aspect of it that we saw.
It's like the alternative Halo.
Exactly. And made me play through that literally at least twice in like a week and a half, so pardon me. But Gears of War 2, I'm trying to play through it a second time and I don't have that motivation really, even though overall I thought it was a better game. So that's my second.
That's so good. My third. Like, I've been really tempted to buy it lately.
Yeah. No, it's good. Like, it's a great game.
All the people that were writing out their emails calling you an X-Bot, I think they just closed them.
Yeah.
They're just scratching their head like, what? Like, pretty much like,
who the fuck
what
is
I'm
this
doing
guy?
Right now.
Oh, shit, I already hit send. Retrieve.
I don't know where to go from there. This is kind of earth shattering.
Well, do you have any more on your overrated list?
I'm sure I can come up with them.
Well, I have two more, so let me throw out my first one.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know if I'm going to get hate mail for this or not, but I think you guys are going to probably, you might agree with me.
Okay.
Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core.
Oh, fucking hell yeah. Dude,
yeah.
100%.
That one, I was going to put that one, I was looking for it actually. And I think all of us kind of went to like game rankings and kind of referenced scores and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, looking at it, it got like a 70-some%.
I got one more actually.
So
got a 70-something percent.
Otherwise, it would have been on my
list. Remember that this is the appreciation of it, and I mean, I was really excited about this game. And
same here.
Big time disappointed me, and it's still. I mean, it sold great, which is good for the PSP because the PSP needed games really bad at this point in time. But it just, I didn't live up to it. I mean, I got to. You know, I got to this. There's this like area in the mountains, covered in snow, and you're supposed to be stealthy and get through it. And I'm like, this is not Metal Gear, all right? It doesn't control anywhere like Metal Gear. It doesn't work that way. There should not be this part in this game. And that with the whole slot machine bullshit. And
oh God!
It drove me insane. I was like, I really wanted to like this game. I tried so hard, and I still think it's not bad, but it's not great either. It's
People do hold it on a pedestal, and that's even though it's like it's averaging like,
and you know what, those are the people that cried when Aerith died.
and those are the same people that think for some reason that Final Fantasy 13 versus whatever is going to be freaking awesome.
Yeah,
because that's I'm not going to say anything more than that, but
I'm with you.
Versus 13, whatever it's called.
I don't know.
Oh shit.
All right, Jeff, did you say you had another one?
I do have another one. This one's actually, I think it's, I don't know if it was like, I'm trying to actually look for the Metascore right now. I can't really find it on the list. I don't know if that says it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, what game is
it? It's on here. It's Resistance 2.
Yeah.
Resistance 2 got in the 80s.
Yeah, it was like high 80s, almost 90s. And that's another one of those games where hyped up, I thought it was going to be way better than the first game, and in the end I'm thinking like, you know what, I actually had more fun with the first game than I did Resistance 2. And yeah, they had the co-op, not my cup of tea, but it was kind of cool. Multiplayer basically was the same, but they added in more players and a couple different game types. But the single player, besides looking for the most part better, didn't grab onto me like Resistance 1 did.
Yeah,
and Resistance 1 I don't think has was rated as high as Resistance 2.
You're not the first person to say that either. So, but the reason that this, see, I haven't played it, so I didn't even put this on my list. But right now, I would have this in like the torn area because as much as it got hyped, and as even though the ratings are like in the 80s, like 87-ish, whatever it is, it still sold like shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I don't know. It's kind of frustrating to that effect. I mean, it's this was Insomniac's baby. I mean, they've never disappointed, and I don't think they necessarily disappointed with Resistance 2, but it seems like they didn't live up to the expectations that everybody
had. That's exactly,
for them.
I think, what it is. Yeah. They tried to be something they weren't. Like I've said a million times on the show, that they tried to be too much like Halo, but restricted themselves to what Resistance is, and it just doesn't work. It's kind of hard to explain unless you've played both of them, but they kind of took what was good about Resistance 1, threw it out the window, and then took in a control scheme and a structure based on another totally other game and tried to put it in the Resistance environment universe. And to me, it just didn't
I see where you're going.
Well, I bonus points for what they've done with co-op.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
Stuff. And you know, in theory, this is what really
whether or not it's orange.
Yeah, whether or not
it there's a lot of orange and red.
It's so fucking orange.
And Jesus Christ.
It really was. But I mean, hopefully other games will adopt this thing. I kind of like the idea of, you know, like the leveling up type thing with the co-op.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool. It's
this is something that I think
it's got to be faster paced, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. But I also think, I mean, as much as we're saying that I think they moved away from Resistance 1, they do a lot of good things in Resistance 2, and I hope they make a Resistance 3 and they combine the good things of the two games and make the complete Resistance package that I want to play.
Yeah, like, to give you an example, Resistance 1 had these big battlefield areas where you were driving in vehicles and stuff like that, and they didn't have any of those in 2.
Yeah,
I was expecting like huge battles with crazy vehicles, like maybe something you could fly and stuff. Like, no, nothing.
So there was
none
you couldn't
that.
Even get in a tank or anything.
There's not a single vehicle in Resistance.
Dude,
2.
The tank sequence in the first one was awesome.
Hmm. Yeah, none of that.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
So this is probably just like a work in progress type thing.
I think. Yeah. I think the third one they could probably hit the nail on the head, but I think at that point it's going to be a little bit too late because I think honestly with PS3 owners, Killzone 2 is likely going to become the Halo for them, and then unless Resistance becomes kind of like a Gears thing, I think it might get looked over, considering people basically just looked over too, even people who played the first one, because it didn't sell as well as the first one.
So. I think Killzone's going to be my most overrated game of 2009. We'll see.
Well, whatever. You'll eat your words. We'll see what happens.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of places out there that are giving it lower scores. I was surprised, you know? But who knows? We'll find out.
That'll be a year from today. We'll figure that out.
That's true.
That's fine.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw my last one out there.
Do it.
And we'll see what you guys think of this. Assassin's Creed.
That was last year?
Yeah, I think so.
That was the year before, dude.
I think it was the year before.
Yeah, because that was when we first started the podcast.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because it was on the list when I pulled it up. Maybe it came out on PC.
It came out
year?
Fall of the year, not last year.
Yeah, it probably was on the PC.
Yeah.
So you brought that over later. That's fine.
Well, then never mind.
I wouldn't even say that was like overrated. I thought that got pretty shitty scores, didn't it?
It got kind of like mediocre scores. Some people gave it like really high. Some people gave it really low.
Oh, yeah. It came out for PC last year. Sorry.
It was overhyped.
No worries.
For sure.
No worries. Overhyped for sure. Still sold a fuck ton, though. I think Ubisoft's best-selling game in like a long time.
Imagine Assassin's Creed.
Imagine Assassin's Creed.
Imagine doing the same damn side quest over and over and over.
All right.
Let's get to the games that we loved that we don't think got enough credit.
Yeah.
Jason, Chris, why don't you start? You haven't talked for
a while.
The Inevitable. Valkyria Chronicles.
Yes. I knew it.
Yes.
It's on my list.
It's on my list as well.
I mean, everybody's saying, you know, the welcome back, Sega. You know, I mean, this is, it did not sell nearly as well as, you know, Sega needed it to.
Opening month, 30,000. That is terrible.
That was horrible.
Fucking piddly. And you know what? It came out at a bad time. You know, we can chalk it up to that. That's fine.
But I honestly think this one's getting good word of mouth. Because like I said, it's sold out almost everywhere around here. And I finally found a copy and when I went in there, I was like, oh, yeah, Valkyrie. I was like, yeah, we only got in like three, but they went like right away. So I managed to get one. So that's hopefully a good sign.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I think it's going to fall into, you know, one of the, you know, kind of a, it's kind of a niche title. It really is. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
You know, it's certainly a well-polished title.
But it just drives me nuts that this game is sold like maybe 300,000 copies worldwide.
What the fuck?
I mean, this game is fantastic, and worldwide it's only sold less than 300,000 copies. That's ridiculous.
And would I be crazy to say that's probably the best PS3 exclusive that came out last year?
It's in the top three. I know that much.
See, I would put Little Big Planet.
Oh, well, sorry. There's Metal Gear Solid. I forgot Metal Gear Solid.
And Metal Gear Solid. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's absolutely up there for me.
Yeah, I think it is too. But
is it
people
us?
Go out and buy this fucking game?
Is it just because we're old and you know we were raised on you know games like this, Final Fantasy Tactics?
No, because dude, I don't even like these types of games.
Yeah, that's true.
And I love it. I'm like, this is a cool game because you actually can. It's RTS, not RTS, but it's a strategy role playing. But you actually control the combat to some extent, which I think people are too afraid to try because they look at it like a strategy RPG. You know, I'm not going to touch it. But you're actually doing the aiming. You're moving your characters around yourself.
Yeah,
it kind of plays a little bit like a third person shooter. It's
kind of. It's a little transparent though.
Well, it's like, okay. Let's put it this way. It's like it's the equivalent of like Mass Effect being a third person shooter.
Yeah.
But with and being an RPG with this being a strategy RPG and a third person shooter.
All right, I'm with you. All right. I gotcha. Either way, presentation wise, fucking gorgeous. I do love the combat system. It's an awful lot of fun.
Yeah.
And
and really the gripe that Jeff and I mentioned earlier, that's like the only gripe I have.
Yeah.
It's fucking
so with this game.
It is.
What's
that? Yeah, totally not enough love for this game.
Not enough love.
Not even close.
And it did score pretty well. Mostly it got...
Yeah.
I think it got eights pretty much across the board.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So this is kind of one of those, you know, things where it's, you know, just completely undersold.
Right. Mm-hmm. Underappreciated game.
Yes.
Go, people, buy this game and appreciate it.
Please do, for real.
Appreciate it with the Indus crew. We want you to.
Yes. We need more games like this. But it begs a question, you know, is it just us? Because we were raised... You know, with games like this, do you think there's too many Tehalos players? And I'm not counting you in this quotient.
Yeah, I know. Jeff. I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know the people who play
have people
like,
kind
Tehalo
of moved on
and the Madden
from...
and the people who are kind of like, you know what, it's too slow moving.
Yeah.
I think that might be the case, but
I don't know what it is.
It depends how much. Like, how many copies did Final Fantasy Tactics sell on PSP? Like, I don't know.
On PSP,
or like, yeah, or Jeanne d'Arc or something like that. Cause
yeah.
I'd like to see the comparisons on that because really the people who are buying those games and if they have PSP should be picking up Valkyria Chronicles.
Without a doubt.
So, I don't know.
All right.
But I agree.
It's perplexing.
Yeah.
It is. Chris?
Okay. I'll go my next one. And this is going to sound crazy, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway because this game was... I mean, a lot of people love this game, and a lot of people bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it came out so early in the year that it was looked over later on in the year when people started talking about Game of the Year and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Burnout.
Oh, yeah. That's.
I don't know where to put that one.
Yeah, it's really hard to put it in the underrated slot because it is appreciated so much, and Criterion has done such a good job supporting it, and it's just it's one of those things that I put it there just because I feel like it came out so early that it was kind of overlooked. You know?
I think last year 100%, but I think they made up for it this year and late last year putting up all those, like, now it's really kind of catching steam and people are buying it down. You can download it on PSN. Now,
yeah, that was
a last
plus.
Year for sure. Like, let's put it this way. I totally looked it over, got the demo, didn't really like the whole thing, but now that I've heard what they've added, if it sounds really cool, I'm looking to download it. So, what does that say? I totally overlooked it. And I think that would make it look like it was kind of underrated, went over my radar. So,
okay. I see what
some
saying.
Anecdotal evidence of someone who overlooked it and now is probably going to download it.
Well, good. Go download it.
Whereas I got it, like, you know, practically day one and have been. You know, singing its praises for all the additional content.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
I'm pretty sure it came out this year, but Boom Blocks.
That did come out this year.
Yeah. Early in the year. I think another game, again, great reviews. people overlooked it. They're saying EA saying it sold great on Wii, but I remember it when they had the first month. They're like, "Wow, why isn't Boombox on the top in the MPD list? It's not even on the top 10, whatever." Mm-hmm. They're saying, "No, it sold what we thought."
Yeah, first month they sold like 70,000 copies or something.
Yeah, it was something. It was pretty low for what was expected. And I think this is one of the. It was probably the best game released on Wii last year, unless you're a huge Super Smash Brothers Brawl fan. Right. But
other than that, it was my favorite. Yeah.
It was a great, great game. I think not enough people have it for the Wii. People who have the Wii always ask me, "Hey, what's a great game to buy?" Always first thing out of my mouth, Boombox. First thing is, "What the hell is that?" I explain it to them. They look at me like I'm retarded. I'm like, "Trust me, just get the game. It's a lot of fun."
It's produced by Steven Spielberg. I mean, come on.
It's got to be good. Jurassic Park. You didn't like Jurassic Park? What's wrong with you?
I'm with you. Yeah, I don't think too many people know about this. I don't think enough people know about this, I should say. But it was
especially if you have friends over.
Yeah.
This game's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
So all three of us own it, so that's an indication.
There you
great
go.
Game.
Jason.
Yeah.
Is it my turn? Yep, it's your turn.
I think I was really surprised by this. I wasn't going to put this on my list because I didn't think that it fit in, because I thought that it was rated better, but as it turns out, it wasn't. Dark Sector.
Really?
I really had a lot of fun with this game. And still have as it turns out, you know, it's like getting like 70s, not even 80s.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't think it sold very well either, but...
Right.
I mean, I beat the game. Yeah, you know, I played it too, and I enjoyed it too.
You know, I had a great time with it, and you know, it kept me coming back too. Like, you know, for like a week solid, I played it. You know, which is pretty odd for me, I gotta say. You know, usually I'll spend like a couple hours, and I'm like, I got the feel. But you know, I actually, you know, really enjoyed the whole mechanic of the glaive and stuff.
Oh yeah,
and I thought it was, you know, pretty well polished, very pretty game. You know, it was pretty damn good.
It was a third person shooter plus crawl. It was great.
Plus crawl. There you go.
Exactly. And you know what? We actually we picked it up at Fry's for like $10.
Nice.
For the PS3 version, and that was just too much to pass up.
I don't remember how much I got it for. I think I got it for like 20.
Yeah, you did. That's right.
Yeah.
But so yeah, Scott and I picked it up for $10. I'm like, I gotta fucking buy it. I mean, cool. I had it through GameFly. You know, I played the hell out of it and let it go back. But, you know, seeing it for $10, shit, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Exactly. I have it. I just haven't opened it yet. I'm going to get into it at some point.
Really?
For a rainy day.
What do you have it for? 360 or?
I have it for PS3. 360, yeah. For
360. Yeah, same here.
So you miss out on the, you know, the six-axis shit.
The whole six-axis. The whole six-axis.
Six-axis.
Yeah.
And I heard that was kind of a boon to some people, but. I don't get the whole six axis thing. Like in Heavenly Sword.
I liked it in Heavenly Sword.
I liked it in Heavenly Sword.
It's gimmicky.
All right. Well, let me throw this one out there since Jeff kind of brushed over it. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't even remember. Did this come out this year?
I don't know.
Last year?
Perfect Dark Zero.
No, I was going to say Jean d'Arc, but I don't know if that came out this year.
It might have been the year before.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. Yeah. So we'll skip that one, too. I'm good at picking games that didn't actually come out this year. Well, Alan of course, Wake. This is going to be on my list because I think I never think it's going to be rated high enough, but Castlevania.
All right. Oh, Order of Ecclesia?
Yeah. I think people just got too turned off by the fact that pretty much every GBA and DS Castlevania has been relatively the same, and I just think Order of Ecclesia is, you know, it's a much better game, and people need to pay attention to it. You know, fans of Symphony of the Night should be looking at this game. That's my thought.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Yeah.
Jeff, you got another one for us?
I got one more. I tried to pick off one from each platform that was underrated. Again, this is one that I could just be pulling right out of my ass because I'm not too familiar with the genre, but I'd say Tales of Vesperia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to me, I thought it was great.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, I thought the presentation was awesome. The storyline might have been cliche. I don't really know. Like I said, I don't play a lot of RPGs. It kept me interested. Battle system was great. Literally, the only reason I stopped playing is because I went away from it for about 3 weeks, came back, and that battle system, as though it's simple to play out, it's still kind of deep with all the different kind of things you can do. And I just totally forgot how to do that stuff. And one day I just have to go into the menus and read everything I learned basically all over again. And be like, oh, okay, now I can get back into it. Because I went into a battle, tried like a while ago, and I'm like, oh, I got my ass kicked. I'm like, what? Why is this so hard all of a sudden when it was, I remember it being easy at this part? And yeah. So, but I liked it. I thought it was better than Lost Odyssey, which.
What? Really? I was gonna yeah, call you out on that because you really liked Lost Odyssey.
I really did Lost Odyssey, yeah. But the reason why I liked it better than Lost Odyssey, basically, it just felt more. The art style, basically. That's what it comes down to. The art style, yeah. I thought was better in Vesperia. I thought it overall was a better looking game, even though technically Lost Odyssey does look really good. And that's, yeah, I don't know. I like the animation, like the cel shading. I like the story. I like the gameplay. There was a good balance of cutscenes and exploration versus dungeons and grinding and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I don't know. I liked it. Yeah. That was one of the surprises of this of last year when I picked up on a whim and I was like, I don't know. I liked it. I really did.
I agree. Yeah, that's one that I want to go back to. I think that was one of the better, you know, 360 was just flooded with, you know, RPGs, you know, like Lost Odyssey.
Yeah, for a while there, yeah.
I think Vesperia was definitely the top one.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't played it yet, anyway. So I can't really comment.
It's good. Well, duh. That's what we're saying.
That's right.
All right, what else do we have?
Jason, I've got a couple more, actually. One is Devil May Cry 4.
Really? That was on my do I put it on here list, or was it really about where it was at? And I basically settled with, yeah, I think it's where it was at in the rankings.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But go ahead. Plead your case.
Completely solid game. Really, really solid combo system.
And you played through it several times, didn't you?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, back and forth many times. And I think that was kind of why people got pissed off about it, is that, you know, it had you going back and forth, you know, through the levels. And there wasn't a lot of depth to the game by any means. You know, it was very, very weak. But I think as far as gameplay was concerned, it was shit, man. I ate it up. I really did, you know. And if there were achievements, you know, on the PSN version at the time, I probably would have hoarded out. But because there was lots of stuff to unlock, you know, different combos, and I don't know. Yeah. It was just borderline. Cool. I just at the very core, it was just fun.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I see it on, like, you know, GameFly. They're selling it for like $10 used.
Oh, wow.
That's so sad. Wow. It's such a good game, but
yeah.
And no, it definitely is great. Mm-hmm. I like it. I still got to beat it though. I'm just gonna play it through the beginning to the end at one point.
It's totally worth it. I'd agree. Now,
now that I know I can sit through 7.5 hours of playing one game in one sitting, I know I can do this.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm gonna bring up one that Jason and I kind of spoke a little bit about offline. And now after we talked about it, I kind of got thrown on my torn list too. Mm-hmm. It's No More Heroes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's on my torn.
I think that the actual game itself, like when you're actually doing a mission, is awesome. I mean, the control is really fun. You know, it's lots of gratuitous amounts of blood and, you know, just weird stuff going on, like coins flying everywhere. It's just a lot of fun to watch and to play. But, you know, this is something that Jason and I were talking about, is once you get into that open world area and you're on the bike and doing those stupid, like, side jobs that you have to do to earn money and shit like that.
It takes a bit of a nosedive.
Yeah, it does. And I hope that with the next one, they cut that shit out.
Streamline,
you know,
man.
Or you either know. That or, you know, make it more interesting.
Something. You know, yeah. Don't just throw open world shit in there just because, you know, you
just to do popular. Open world shit.
Because people like it.
You know? Yeah, I think I liked different things other than Chris. Like, I was totally in. This is the type of game that I would, I don't know, just go crazy over because, you know, it's quirky and it's got comedy in it. And I just love that whole feel of.
Yeah,
you know,
I loved the making him out to be like this over the top otaku.
I know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that was hilarious to me. Like just watching him hang out in his room with all these fucked up posters on the wall and shit. And
no shit.
You know, the atmosphere that it created and the way that it made his character out to be, it was great. I mean, it was like a way of I mean, there was like this hidden piece of narrative about just the character that wasn't really talked about. It was just displayed in his room and stuff like right. that.
And as geeky and, you know, totally, you know, as much of a doofus as he was, you know, he was so cool.
Yeah,
know?
He's still a badass.
It was ridiculous. But unfortunately, I didn't like the gameplay. I didn't like the combat. I didn't like the open world
stuff. Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't care for it. So it chalked that up to, you know, waggle controls or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't care for it at all. Yeah. So
I loved the part when you're in mission. I thought that was fantastic. But just that open world shit is what turned it off on me.
Yeah, I love the cinematics. I love the inside stuff. I love the quirky humor. But, you know, once you get into the actual gameplay and, you know, the quick time events and whatnot, and I just, no time for it.
Yeah.
As a preference thing.
Well, that was all on my list. Did you guys have any more to talk about?
I kind of covered my Torn. Another one I was going to mention for the underrated, I think, was Soul Calibur 4. Because I thought that was, it was my favorite Soul Calibur of the series, but it wasn't rated very well for whatever reason.
Hmm. Was it not? I can't really remember.
Yeah, I don't either. I enjoyed it. So
I enjoyed it a lot.
I loved it.
I love getting my ass kicked online. It was fun.
Yeah, no kidding.
You love my
thank you, Mike O'Hara.
Oh yeah, yeah. Just as much as you love my Key League.
Fucking Key League.
All right, cool. Well, then should we jump into emails and stuff?
Sure.
Yeah. What the hell? Where should we start? You know, we actually have a voicemail.
Oh, we do.
We do.
Yeah. But I don't think I'm quite ready for that.
Okay.
It's
okay.
A long one.
Fucking
so let me get through the emails.
Build up the anticipation.
Mm-hmm. Right. This first one is from Cracker Jack.
Alrighty.
I'm unfamiliar with Cracker Jack. Anyway, he says, hey guys, let me first start out by saying that I loved the original SOCOM and SOCOM 2 for the PS2. With that said, I would say that one of the most underrated games of 08 would have to be SOCOM Confrontation.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was released worse than most betas, and it only had half of the functionality that it stated on the box. No
That's
trophies,
never
yo.
Good.
But since the last patch, it's gotten a lot better. It still has a long way to go, and there are tons of negatives still out there, but there are lots of people playing every night. And if you get in a good room with a bunch of people running on dial-up, it runs... Wait. Without a bunch of people running on dial-up, it runs pretty well. I guess this would also be the most disappointing game of 08 because I had high hopes, but it is definitely underrated. I have not played SOCOM. SOCOM is just not my game.
I actually really enjoyed the first one a lot.
Same here.
And that was the only one that I played.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And I actually wanted to buy the second this one, mm-hmm. especially because of the headset.
The headset, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just never got around to it, and now it's just like I've got so much other shit to play that, you know, I'll wait until I can find a package set for cheaper.
Yeah, probably.
I almost picked it up today, actually.
He goes on to say, I can only think of one game that seemed to digress as much as SOCOM did coming into the next-gen console, and that would be Grand Theft Auto 4. Yeah, it's big and has a decent story, blah, blah, blah. But I think that San Andreas was a better game because it offered so much more. No planes, no bicycles. Huh? There were bicycles.
There are no bicycles. There are motorbikes, but no bicycles.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, nothing says badass like rolling up on a pedal bike to start a game. Yeah, the graphics were nicer, but they're not really that good. I found myself whizzing through the game just so I could say that I beat it and for the trophy. Mm-hmm. But I haven't touched it since. Well, there's my two games. Keep up the good work, Cracker Jack. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
Cracker Jack.
First time we've heard from him, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
He's a new writer inner.
Cool. Well, SOCOM is an unusual game to talk about because it did release with so many problems at first. Mm-hmm. And it got rated really low because of it.
Yeah.
And then they released the patch that fixed everything, and now it's apparently really, you know, it's much better.
Yeah. I think 1UP actually came out and they re-reviewed it after the...
Yeah, 1UP came out and gave it... They re-rated it to like a B or a B-plus or something like that. So it would have been nice to see more people do that, but I understand that, You know, you review a game for what it is when it comes out.
Yeah, so. That's what you should do. And when you're making an online-only game and it had a beta, there's no excuse for it not to work.
Thank you. Agreed. All right, next email is from Evil Pirate John from GLF.
Hey, EBJ.
We love.
By the way, he has the GLF best business. Drunk pitcher I've ever seen in my entire life.
Does he?
Oh my god, it is epic. It is the be all end all of holy shit. I am drunk in that picture. I'm sorry, Evil Pirate John, if you don't want me saying that on air or whatever, but dude, kudos, man. Kudos.
All right, he says, most overrated has to be Mario Kart Wii.
Oh, wow.
I totally forgot about that.
Even though I own it, I never spent a lot of time with the game, but I didn't have to because it seems like I've already played the game on every other Nintendo system before. Good point. It amazes me how much that game has sold, and I am also guilty of being a sucker.
Yeah, aren't we all?
I haven't bought it yet.
Oh.
Most underrated is a tie between No More Heroes, and Lost Odyssey.
Oh, wow.
Not enough people play these games, and they're both a lot of fun. Any old-school Final Fantasy fan would have loved Lost Odyssey, unless they were, you know, not into male midriff. and it's too bad that was the male midriff was mine. And it's too bad that it was only a 360 release. fuck you. No More Heroes was also incredible, but unfortunately many Wii owners aren't interested in playing a real video game with a story. Keep up the awesome show. Evil Pirate John. That's funny. Thanks, man.
Thank you, John.
Awesome.
Well, we talked about No More Heroes.
And we talked a little bit of Lost Odyssey as well. I think that came out early this year. I think it was January, early February. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if I never played Tales of Vesperia, dude, that would have been right on my list.
I still want to go back and play it some more. You know, I got to the second disc, and then I just kind of stopped. And, you know, other games took its place. But I still want to go back and finish it up.
Yeah, I'm right before the fourth disc or the last disc. And but I got to a point where I just did not level up properly or something. And battling is just really hard.
Yeah.
If it's too much of a grind, I mean, we're like 20 years after, you know, Final Fantasy was really, really huge, you know, so it's fucking A. It hasn't progressed, you know, and they were trying to emulate that. And it's like,
yeah, well, it's basically what Sakaguchi would have done if he was allowed to do Final Fantasy 10. Because 9,
wasn't
after he did 9. No, he was canned after 9, because after 9 was when What's It Called came out, Spirits Within. And then they basically said, yeah, you cast us millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. Well, Spirits Within was pretty boring. So
see you later.
Yeah. I cannot deny that. Yeah, it was very reminiscent of old, you know, RPGs, turn-based to JRPGs. So
It played like 10, basically.
Yeah. For better or for worse, it is what it is. Not my thing.
Yeah. Not your thing. Which one of you guys, I can't remember which one it was, who your 360 just refused to play it.
That was me.
Was that you? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I returned it once, and whatever. So, I actually have. Well, I've traded it in since, and I've gotten a new 360 after the fact. So it may work now. I don't know, but it really didn't grab me enough. So I think I fell asleep during one too many story sequences. So. You know, the animated tears falling off the text and stuff, and like, okay. You're gay.
You're whatever, dude. You're just afraid to play it. I might like this. Kain looks so good in his midriff.
Oh god.
I know what I'm being for Halloween.
I couldn't pull it off. There was so much fucking, you know, innuendo in that game.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Homosexual.
Yeah, like Jensen's entire character.
Oh, Jensen's hilarious.
Oh, God.
That wasn't innuendo. That was like straight up gay. Which is fine.
What's wrong with that, Jason?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. I like Jensen's character. I didn't like his voice at all.
I think that's what really annoys me about him is his voice.
Yeah. Let's move on. All right.
Okay.
I've been dreading this one because I cannot pronounce his name, so I'm just going to read the email and then, you know, suffer through the end part when I have to read his name. Anyway, hey guys, I picked a few and put a little explanation to them. They're in no particular order. Overrated Grand Theft Auto 4.
Never played the game, but everyone seems to describe it like the second coming of Christ, and yet people forgot about it later. So true.
Whoa.
Who is this from?
Damn it.
Tamarind Laz.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay.
All right. That's the best I can do. I hope I didn't thrash your name, dude. I'm sorry.
He'll correct us, hopefully, and maybe next time he'll spell it phonetically or whatever. Yeah, Tamara and the Laz, and the L-A-Z is capitalized.
Right.
Makes no sense to me, anyway. Did I say We Fit?
Nope.
You did not yet.
No. We Fit. Do I really need to explain why?
No,
right. You absolutely don't. Not.
Because we very much agree with you.
Yeah. Next section is underrated. Devil May Cry 4.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I personally thought this game was underrated. Too many people bashed that you had to fight some of the bosses again as Dante. But it was fun as hell regardless. I still play it sometimes now, as do I. And I put about 60 hours trying to get S rank in the levels.
Wow.
I'm with you, man.
Insane.
Yeah. Next game is go ahead.
Playing the bosses again didn't bother me as Dante, because Dante whipped the shit out of him anyway.
True. And it was not completely, but a lot of it was different as far as the the patterns and whatnot and what you had to do. So yeah. All right. Next game is Patapon.
Oh, nice.
Overrated, underrated.
The game underrated. Is definitely underrated. Okay. It is one of the most addicting games I've ever played, and it sucks that the kitty look turned off some people. I don't think it was a kitty look.
I don't think it was an interesting artsy look.
I don't think it was the look that turned people off. What the fuck is going on with this game?
I think that's what it is.
I think too many people, imagine housewives and to halos to really appreciate this kind of game. Halos. I loved it. It was a great game.
I did too. I thought it was absolutely awesome. And I signed me up for part two. I'm there.
Funny, neither of you guys named those games for your PSP buyer's guide. Just saying. Just saying.
You fucking remember that?
Of course I do. Because I remember that. I was like, didn't they really like Patapon? I can't wait to bring this up. That game was awesome. Really? Well, you totally left that out of the
To me, it was not a kiddie game. It didn't strike me as such. I don't know. I didn't put a lot of hours into it, and it wasn't one of my favorite games of the year, but I don't think it's deserving of a kiddie.
No, I don't think it would stereotype. Either, actually. No.
All right, moving on.
I agree.
Mega Man 9. I really love this game a lot. Should have definitely gotten a bit more attention than it did. I mean, it was $10 for a solid game. Good job with the podcast, guys. And thanks, podcast guys. BG Evo name is Tamara. Oh, fucking A. Dude, you got to send in how to say your name.
Tamara Laz. I know Tamara that I've seen it or seen him around.
Tamarind Laz.
T A M A R I N
R
I D L A A Z.
Tamarind Laz?
Tamarind Laz. Sure.
Well, you wouldn't say Tamarindle if. Whatever.
Same name on both VG Evo and PSN.
We'll call him T.
Go ahead and add him. He is a cool guy, so he has our endorsement.
Yes.
Do you guys have anything to add on Mega Man 9?
Yeah, I never played it, so I can't remember.
I didn't play it either. I
played the demo, and I got my fucking ass kicked, and I got frustrated, and I threw my controller, and I swore a lot. So fuck that. I am not paying money for that shit.
Fuck this shit.
Oh, that's awesome. We're going to get an email from Boric now.
I don't give a shit.
Or repeat.
I had way more free time when I was a kid. I appreciate the challenge then. Not so much anymore.
No.
I'm just not as good as Boric. I'm sorry.
Or don't have the time to memorize what's going on in the level over and over again.
Well, no, I mean, we've talked about it before. Yes, we're graphics horrors or whatever, we probably would have appreciated a facelift of sorts.
I would have been happy with 16-bit graphics.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, it's not even that, just that I hate fucking hard games these days where it's just you die.
Yeah.
No, thank you, I'm a big pussy now. With the old age, I become a bigger pussy, so that's basically what it comes down to.
Nice.
High five, brother. All right.
Yeah. Super the fucking Jason all the way. Exactly.
All right, this one's a quick one. This is from, he says, "Hi guys, it's Thunder Crash from VG Evo.
Thunder Dash.
The overrated would have to be.
Chris is like, actually, that'd be Thunder Dash, Jason. Put down your drink and send me the emails.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah. It's entertaining. Go.
You could take over and I'd be fine.
I'll shut up now. I'm sorry.
All right. Thunder Dash from VG Evo. The overrated would have to be Grand Theft Auto 4. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And underrated would have to be, this is a good one, Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Powered Battle Cars.
Battle Cars. Haven't played it.
Cool.
What?
They had a, what?
Super fun.
What's the what for?
The what? Oh, no, I was just going to say that I never got a chance to play it, but I know there was a competition at it when we met up in Chicago at Terry's place.
My wife pretty much rocked at.
Really? Did she win it, or did she come in like second?
She was second place. Yeah, but
actually, Ricky won it, and it was his first time playing it.
But even before
whatever,
that,
Ricky cheated.
Technically, my wife's team won. She was teamed up with Cade, and apparently Scott Sauer, Welcome to the Goo.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are familiar with him.
I'm very familiar.
Got a little belligerent.
Oh, yeah. Really?
For what I'm told, I wasn't there.
He's a little bit competitive, though. He's a competitive guy.
Exactly.
That is for sure.
He was the guy who pointed out every single time we played Rock Band was like, top performer! Top performer!
Like I think he followed it up with bitches every time, too.
Yeah, top performer, bitches!
But apparently there was some controversy as to how the rankings went or something like that. I don't know the full story, but we'll have to have Scott on the show to, you know, back it up or explain it or something. I'm sure he will. But yeah, they had to go another round after Cade and Lisa won. And then they lost, and then Ricky won. And that was his first time playing.
That's funny. Because Eamon sucks at video games, so.
Pretty much across the board.
Yeah. It's a known fact.
Exactly.
All right, so I kind of deviated from.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We like deviations. They're fun.
I do. I think I'm done with emails. Let me double check. No. So not.
One more.
Dude, we got one like under the wire.
Just to let you guys know.
Yeah.
This entire time we've been doing emails and stuff like that, I've been totally 100% paying attention, as you guys know, and I've been playing Flower the entire time. This shit's addicting.
Did it totally suck you in? OMG.
OMG. I don't know about the OMG, totally not. But totally, it's one of those games where you seriously play and just be just your mind and you just go numb.
And just
like
chill.
You can do any, you can do anything. Like I said, I've been like, I'm listening, I'm hearing everything, but I'm playing this game and I'm going through it and I'm just like relaxed. I'm like, yeah, this is kind of cool.
It's cool. Is it worth $10?
I'll let you know next week.
All right, cool. That's kind of how it is with us. Is, you know, we're all like, OMG about a particular game one week, and then next week we're like, fuck it.
That's the way we roll. That's why if we ever start reviewing stuff, you have to give us like a 2-week leeway.
I know.
That's why our reviews are going to be like, you know, 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Because if we ever had to review something on like day one, it's like, 10, this is the best game ever made. Like, totally better than the last game I gave a 10 last week. It's new.
All right, so the last email. This one's from Spoiler Alert. Like I said, he just got in under the wire. He actually sent it in while we were recording. So you lucky.
Nice.
He was one of our guns for hire.
Long time. It's Spoiler Alert, and I want to give you my overrated and underrated games of 2008. My overrated game of the year, Little Big Planet.
He said, did he say overrated?
Yeah.
Overrated, yeah.
He said overrated.
This game totally underwhelmed me. For me, I deem games underrated because I feel they do not deliver on promises that were given during development.
Uh-huh.
That was not the case with Little Big Planet. I feel they delivered on what was promised, but it was never enough to keep me interested. I was finished with the game after one day. I never had the "I need to play this game" feeling when I was away, which is usually my number one indicator of a game that I enjoy. Props to Media Molecule for making a revolutionary title, but it's not one for me. The bold man, gotta say.
No, I agree. All right, so same thing.
Most underrated. Do you even have to ask? Apparently I don't, because he's going to tell me. SOCOM Confrontation. The game is patched and running great now. Everyone buy this game.
I do need a headset, so.
I know. That's what I keep thinking that. It's like, I do need a new Bluetooth headset.
Yes, we still have features in the instruction manual that are not yet in the game, and that is unexcusable to a point, but in the end, it's about the gameplay and overall in-game fun factor. The tight controls mixed with great weapons and fantastic maps make for a must-have game for any fan of multiplayer shooters. We can't forget to mention a wonderful community. So come Saturdays, every Saturday night, 8 p.m. here at VG Evo to compliment this terrific game. I love SOCOM, and it gets a bad rap for past opportunities that should be overlooked. If anything, it comes with a great headset. Gents, spoiler alert. Thanks, man. That is it for emails. I do have one more voicemail.
Voicemail?
I mentioned it before. However, somebody broke the rules. Okay,
oh, all right.
We haven't established a rule. The rule is try and keep the voicemails to about 5 minutes or so. Because we let Nogwerk run a little long one time, and Nogwerk is not a template. As cool of a guy as he is,
unless you're a stand-up comic and you can have us laughing for the entire 6 minutes.
True. So yeah, we got one more voicemail. It's about 6 minutes long. Let's try and keep them to about 5 minutes or less, preferably less. Anyway, this voicemail is from Necro, but I'm not going to play it right now. We're actually going to put it at the end of the show because it's a little long. It's about 6 minutes, but it's got some good stuff in there. I think he also posted something in the forum about the question of the week stuff, right?
I actually have that.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I can read that for us real quick.
Awesome.
Necro had to say, well, I sent a voicemail regarding this, but might as well post here too. I think the biggest overrated game, hands down, GTA 4.
All right.
I mean, good game from a technical standpoint, but I think the GTA formula is getting a bit stale.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think Silent Hill Homecoming was probably my favorite underrated game of the year. Played through it like 5 times or so. Still need to finish up the last playthrough to get the final achievements. We should also mention that Necro is an achievement whore. His gamer score is like 50,000 plus.
It's huge.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, can I comment on Homecoming? That was the first time that it was developed by an American.
Yes.
Team, really?
Correct. Yeah. Everything else has been done by the Japanese. So there was a lot of, you know, anticipation and speculation and, you know, I don't know.
Cool. Well, he goes on to say, it doesn't do anything particularly new, but it's a move in the right direction for the Silent Hill series. Plus, the first Silent Hill with real name transformation into the Hell version of Silent Hill.
What?
I don't get that.
I think
part.
I said that.
I don't know.
It's the first Silent Hill with real time transformation into Hell, until the Hell version of Silent Hill.
I'm guessing that was like a difficulty level.
No. You know how did you guys see the movie? Or have you played any of the games?
I haven't seen the movie yet, and I played
No, you fuckers didn't want to go see the movie.
I did see the movie. Are you kidding?
I'm not going to go see that shit.
I saw it. I thought it was awesome. Pretty cool, and they look obviously as good an amount of influence from the Silent Hill movie, which was pretty decent in my opinion. Yeah, the entire world, like when it turns to night, the entire world changes. When they show it in the movie, it's pretty freaking awesome when they do it. So I have heard about the real-time transformation, and I'm actually curious to see it. I might go try and find a YouTube video. I've actually never played any of the Silent Hill games, though.
It looks all right. I don't get into the Silent Hill games because they just freak me out completely. But much respect. Absolutely. They do what they do
very well. That's a good entry, I think. Necro, we are sorry that we're not playing your voicemail, but we are running kind of long. That's mainly the issue. So, we will put it at the end of the show.
Follow the rules that we just established. It's not your fault. It's Jeff's.
All right, cool. Let's move on then, shall we? Unless you guys have any last minute additions.
What are we doing again?
We're doing I think I'm good. I think I'm okay.
All right, cool. Then we will move to new releases. New releases for next week for Wii.
Oh, God.
Sing It, High School Musical 3.
Didn't that come out like 4 months ago?
Who the hell knows, man? That I don't pay attention to that.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
The Wii is also getting Battle Rage, which is like...
Is it a sequel to Primal Rage? Because that would be awesome.
It might be, because it's like an arena third-person like robot shooter.
Doesn't have anything to do with Primal Rage, but...
Well, no. It's more, I don't know. Never mind.
Dinosaurs, man.
Dinosaurs. For the DS. The DS is actually getting some quality stuff next week.
Really?
Dragon Quest V.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, and Fire Emblem Shadow Dragon.
Ooh.
So RPG fans rejoice.
Mm.
And of course, Dragon Quest V is $40 because it's from Square Enix. So I will get it when it's $20.
Used.
All right, let's see. For 360, Race Pro, I actually did not look up, but it is a budget title. It's $39.99.
Chris, you got to start researching each and every title. Especially things called Race Pro.
Well, there's this other game coming out for 360 next week.
It's, what you got?
There is.
Shit.
Well, something. Have a couple initials.
Fighting Chimbara get Street delayed.
5-9. I don't. It's. Five, oh, nine. Street Fighter 4.
Holy
Street Fighter
4
is coming out next year. Next week.
Get the fuck out.
Yes.
Get the fuck out.
And of course, that's like coming Street out for Fighter PS3 Alpha. As well.
Part 5 Turbo, we really promise it's cool this time.
For real,
this time.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said it that way. Okay.
No, you shouldn't. It's okay, we'll forgive you. You can edit that out.
Okay, yeah, I'll cut that. Let me mark that one down. No, never mind.
We have people listening that are black, Chris. That's offensive.
Oh, man. Okay. PS2 is also getting Sing It High School Musical 3.
Yes.
I have no idea if that's correct or not. For PSP, Prinny, Can I Really Be a Hero? Which
cool.
I believe is
coming
off the Disgaea series, right?
So yeah, kinda... you got it, man. Prinny are the little penguin dudes from Disgaea.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to point out really quickly, I'm sure it's Tamarind Laz, just because he's on my...
Tamarind?
Tamarind Laz.
That's what I said.
You said Tamarind Laz.
Well, what the hell is Laz? I was thinking lazy.
It might be his initials. Who knows?
Could be. Moving on.
We're going to get an email next week about his name and where it came from.
Tamara.
That's a hint.
I don't fucking get it.
Hint. Cool, but yeah, that's your new release list. So, pick of the week. I'm pretty sure it's obvious.
Brinny.
What? Yeah,
no.
Sing Your Mother PS2.
Sing Your Mother.
I'm going with Race Pro.
Race Pro. Yeah, Street Fighter 4.
Street Fighter 4.
I think we're all fans, and I think we're all picking that up. I don't know if anyone's doing a midnight release, but if they are, I'm there.
Well, it comes out on the 17th. What day is that? That's
Tuesday.
A Tuesday. Yeah. So I'm going to be able to, and more than likely, it's going to be in stores. Well, I don't know. It's hard to say.
It depends. It's been ready for a while, though, so stores might actually have them now.
That's true.
Now, so.
Hopefully, it'll be in stores on the 17th, because then I can go pick it up. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'll have to wait until, like, Friday to pick it up.
What?
Yeah, because Wednesday and Thursday are packed.
Fuck the sweating shit, dude. It's just been a bad idea from day one. You're missing MGC, Street Fighter 4. Dude. Time to rethink.
Chris, I no longer want you talking to Jason ever again.
No, right?
Not that Chris will
sound
like that
from the girl
whatsoever.
Who didn't even want
I'm
a wedding
sorry.
Ring.
Yeah.
She didn't want to wear one.
That's true.
Because she's
if she doesn't have a diamond as an engagement ring, she didn't want one.
You did my ex-wife. Anyway, point of the story is that she's very untraditional.
That's
non-traditional.
Very true. And
which is
the
cool.
Wedding will be very non-traditional as well.
Arr.
All right, Jason, your show again, man. Take it away.
Shit. Yes, I have an email, and I think I have a voicemail. Let's see.
Holy fucking hell.
Yeah, we got lots of emails this week.
I ain't getting to sleep tonight, that's for sure.
Nope, not happening. All right.
Not until at least 1 o'clock.
Email. This is
I don't know who this is from. Anyway, greeting guys. I've just recently started listening to the show. I actually found out about it.
We're sorry for fucking up your email.
I'm both
Jason.
Drunk and the grammar maybe. I actually found about it because
found
of some crazy it. T-shirt place that Jason sent to Robot Panic, and I think that link was to FrightRags.com. I love Fright Rags. And I thought, well, if the drunken gamers listen to these guys, it must not be too bad. Boy, was I wrong. They really are drunk.
Yeah, you are wrong. You are bad.
I love the show and the links from VG Evo I've gotten because of listening to you guys. Welcome to the Goo, etc. By the way, Jason, your wife did a fantastic job in the latest SIG episode. That's Sisters in Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about the plushies and the joysticks and stuff. I love that chick. Anyway. But enough gushing over you losers of all the cutesy cel-shaded Korean grindfest MMOs out there. You guys decided on perhaps the worst one. When I first got cable internet in my area about a year ago, I downloaded like every one of these damn things. I always enjoyed them for about an hour. Then I'd be on to the next one. Domo didn't even last an hour. I tried it right after a game called Fiesta Online. Arriba! Fiesta is actually very well done and graphically superior to almost all of these free games. Not only is it a good free game, it's good for an MMO, a genre I later realized that I don't like. I can play the hell out of Ragnarok Online, hell yeah, and actually play on the premium servers, but I do that to relax. I'd say I actually like Fiesta more than Ragnarok, but I can't take either seriously. However, Fiesta Arriba! Has a meaningful crafting system, interesting quests, tons of different looking places to explore, and an above average community. The spammers can get a little out of control, but you can turn shouting off into your chat options. Every time I partied with pubbies, I have no idea what that means.
Probably I think it's pubbies, and it means like random people. Random I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. It actually went well, which went well, which is almost makes me believe in a higher power. Interesting. So I guess this
Jason, how much have you had to drink in the show?
About 9 drinks in. So I guess I'm reading it word for fucking word. God damn it, it's not my fault. So I guess
you don't
what
read
this
good.
Wall of text is saying. You don't read. Fuck you. Bitches don't know about my diabetes. So I guess what this wall of text is saying is you missed out on a damn fine game by picking Domo. Better luck next time, you sorry motherfuckers. No, I edit the sorry motherfuckers. I do like the idea of a Let's Play style thing with a podcast thing, though. Maybe for March, Shmup Appreciation Month, you guys could set
That'd
up your
cool.
own events while we play shmups or pick a couple of the XBLA.
There are pickles? We can eat pickles.
Or pick a couple of the XBLA ones and set up party chat. Just an idea to keep a good idea going. Anyway, have a good week and maybe I'll run into a couple of you at Taco Mac. Holy shit, is he local?
I don't know. That's
wow.
a good question.
I don't think I'll be running into Jeff anytime soon.
No.
So he's not local to Toronto.
I don't even know what the hell Taco Mac is, but it sounds good.
Here's the name again. Kushiel Wrath. Kushiel?
That sounds good to me.
Sure. Kushiel
He can
Wrath.
Correct us too. We're doing shitty with names today.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing shitty with names.
Hooked on Bahonics working for me.
Oh my god, where the fuck have we gone with this show? Okay,
sorry,
I would
Jason.
Like to state for the record
like,
again,
fuck you.
I did not vote for Domo, damn it.
I did because I needed contrast. I needed something.
To play
I needed
game.
Atlantica it's... and Dungeon Runners to stand out.
I see.
Right. This was all so planned.
I barely even played Domo. I played it for 10 minutes. I'm like, you know what? I can't stand this. I'm going to play other stuff, pretend I'm playing Domo for the next hour and a half.
Oh, really?
Where are you, Jeff? No, seriously, I'm still in the beginning town. Just go out without me.
Still,
I'm going to be
still
a
killing
while.
Poo-poos.
Yeah.
Poo-poo. Fucking pigs.
This is all so much fun because, you know, we're laughing at Jason for his drunkenness and for his inability to, you know, speak sentences properly, and you know, and he's in charge of the email, but he's also got a voicemail here too.
Oh, cool. Interactive distractions. This is some random guy calling. I am drunk. I had a little bit to drink.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you guys rock and are awesome and all cool and all that kind of shit. Word.
Wow. Goodbye.
Thank you. That voicemail is from Jeff Journey. Oh,
dude, I don't even... This is an embarrassing moment right about now.
Tell me you don't remember that. Please tell me.
I honestly don't remember that.
Yes! Yeah.
We were hoping. We were so hoping.
Oh my god. Wow.
So we are the shit, and Jeff apparently likes to drunk dial on Skype when he... Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of which, Jeff's made
that
a...
That just made my night.
Made a bet with someone on the forum.
I do or did?
Did. Well, I did. Just did, as far as I'm concerned.
I did have one with the marquee that same night. Yeah. If you don't know, if you don't frequent the VG Evo... Shoutbox, whatever. The Marquis is a good guy, but he likes to bitch, whine, and complain and say negative things about everything. So, this same Saturday, I was like, you know what? I will buy you two games, man. If you don't say anything negative for a week. And mind you, another VG Evo member was in the Skype call with us.
Amen, yeah.
Named Amen, Ricky Duty. And so he was there. He witnessed the entire thing. So what happened was I posted a thread on VG, but you can see it under our interactive distractions under there. It's the Marquee versus Goffy bet. So I was going to bet him two games. And then if he won, if he lost, he had to... I can't remember what I was getting out of it. He had to basically admit defeat and some other thing about genitalia and his mom or something like that. I can't remember exactly.
That Goffy's penis was the biggest penis to ever penetrate his mother.
That's what it was. So what happened was it was supposed to start on Tuesday and go to Friday on... Monday to Friday. What happened was on Tuesday, he said a couple things that were kind of going to be negatives, such as calling me a jerk store and questioning my weak character. So,
Okay, the jerk store thing was in quotes. And I
doesn't
think he
matter.
Was perfectly entitled because he was putting everything in context. You know?
No, it's insinuation.
It was a sarcastic thing.
So if I were to say, hey, Jason, you're an asshole, but I fucking air quote asshole, that's okay?
Yes, kind of, depending on the context. If you were saying that, if you were putting asshole in quotes as saying, like, other people have called you an asshole, and I'm just bringing, you know, if I'm just saying, well, Jason, the asshole, and I'm doing air quotes and nobody can see it,
no.
Then I think it's fine.
It's great for radio, Jason.
But, yeah. But then he said something else after that in the post, basically.
Rule.
Oh, he basically said that it would be proof to my weak character, which again was being negative and... poking at somebody, being like, oh, you know, you're not directly insulting them, but you're basically doing what the bet was supposed to entail. So what happened was he called out me saying that I was trying to back out of the bet and blah, blah. People agreed with me. That was in the show box. And he tried to play the, oh, wait a second. Eamon was in the room. The actual thing was he had to not troll in the shout box and basically be himself. And I said, well, listen, this is what I wrote up. You agreed to it. Decided to stand by. And he kept standing by. Eamon was there, he will know. This just in, Eamon has posted within the last like hour and a bit, backing my shit up, saying it was anything negative or anything whatsoever in the negative. He basically had to be freaking Mary Poppins for a week. So, failure, lose the bet. I expect that to be in a huge post in VG Evo by at least next Monday. I'll give you until Tuesday because this doesn't go up until Monday.
Okay.
So,
all right.
There
See,
we go.
I thought you were being a douche.
No. Nope.
I really did. I thought you were just trying to get out of the, you know, oh shit, I gotta give this guy like two games or something like that.
No.
Okay. So Eamon backed
you up. Eamon backed my shit up, said no, it was anything negative. It was doesn't matter what it was, because right. Marky tried to say it was you couldn't troll. You can say things that were whatever, but you couldn't be basically, you know, trolling or baiting.
His typical shoutbox shit.
Exactly. But it was anything negative. He crossed that line. Pretty much 99% of the people who were there when it happened agreed with my shit. Marcus, you lose. put up that post.
Be
the bigger man. I call him the Marquis just because I refuse to give him the whole French kind of accent thing. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I do too. That's why I call him Biz.
Biz?
Like Biz Marquis.
Okay, nice.
You got what I need.
You all say right. She's just
that is enough of that. Right. Well, I mean, kudos to you for buying us at least a couple days of peace of mind in the shout box.
Oh, the whole day and a half it was worth.
Yeah, it was worth it. I think. I don't think this is done though. So
no,
I think you guys nail out an actual contract.
I think we're going
like
to. We're going to get whatever down. Yeah. See what goes on, and then
I think
do
he's
got to
up the ante though.
Yeah.
You know.
I think it should be an actual mono bet where this bet was basically he had nothing to lose. Like mm-hmm. if he failed, he gets nothing. If he wins, he got something. Whereas I had nothing to gain, really. Yeah. So I think it should be restrictions his point, restrictions my side for 1 week.
Right.
Like I can't argue or something like that in the show box. He can't freaking say anything negative.
I would have just thrown the bet just for giggles. But yeah, you guys should get something worked out. And if he does lose, he's got to send in a voicemail to our show. You need to include that in the contract.
I will make sure to do that.
All right.
This is the fun stuff we do over at VG Evo, by the way, listeners who aren't there.
Yeah.
It's exciting stuff.
Somebody came down on us for being a little negative in the forum.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this isn't like indicative of, you know, the VG Evo forum and, you know, new listeners, or new viewers, as it were.
Or listeners, viewers, yeah. readers. Whatever. But no, everyone knows me and Marcus. Honestly, I've had me and him, as much as this whole week was going, like, I'm me trying to bait him to say something negative. He's a cool guy. We argue, but it's kind of like a mutual.
Right.
Not even hate. It's like we're both sarcastic as hell. And this whole thing came over to a drunk discussion. We were talking like 2 hours on Skype, which was just like totally laughing about it. It was funny.
Right.
So people out there, we're not serious. We don't dislike each other at all. It's all in good fun. So
good. Thank you for clearing that up.
Yes.
It is really is a, it's kind of a community thing.
Yeah.
We're bringing each other together by
people have their rules, and it's just fun to exploit them.
All right. Shall we move on and finish up the show?
Yeah, let's do
sure, what the hell?
All right.
I thought we were done with the show. Okay, I guess
we are. We have to do the new question.
It's actually
going to
be on the show. I thought we were just talking amongst ourselves here. Because no one's going to give a shit.
Chris is
they're all
tired.
Saying that right now. Who gives a shit? All right. So, question of the week for next week.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Next week, Street Fighter is coming out, and that's
oh my
pretty
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
So, we're going to do another one of our Revisiting the Classics episodes.
Good idea.
And the question of the week is Street Fighter less than 4?
What he means by that is let's talk about everything that happened in the Street Fighter world prior
before
to Street Fighter
Part
4. This is kind of a retrospective kind of episode, right?
Yeah, when the first
That's
time
right.
you played it was, how long sure. you played it for, you still love it, you hate it.
Who your favorite character is,
sure.
if you like Cammy's ass,
was
you know,
it
all, that kind of thing.
Was a little bit of a fad for you? Did you move on to Mortal Kombat?
Are you obsessed
fighters?
With Chun-Li's thighs?
Yeah, those kind of things.
If so, don't write in because you're weird.
Anything Street Fighter besides 4, we're not going to talk about till a later date. So
yeah, and this right. includes like
the
versus games. So, you know, if you guys have things that you want to throw in about that, then you can do that as well.
Correct.
Cool. All right, you can answer the question of the week by sending us an email. That email address is email@interactivedistractions.com. That's a lot of times to say email in one sentence.
Email.
You can also
email
get us,
us
on our voicemail line, which we got a couple voicemails today. One you've already heard by Jeff.
Oh, God.
And one you will hear shortly. That number is 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263. You can also get us on Skype. Leave a message at Interactive Distractions. All one word.
All lowercase.
Google
24
Talk.
24 hours, apparently.
Google Talk, interactivedistractions @gmail.com. Don't forget about Warhawk Wednesdays. And tell a few friends about us. Let them know how you like the show, and we'd appreciate it. If you're on iTunes, leave us a review.
Yes.
And don't forget about our Facebook group. And Jason has something to add after this.
Fuck, I thought you were going to talk about this. This,
I don't know,
is,
dude.
This is kind of embarrassing for me. All right, so a few weeks ago, I was like, fuck this Twitter shit. We've done enough. We did the MySpace. We did the Facebook. You know, I'm not buying into another fad. However, And I got to give props to a special someone named Jack Bauer. Jack Bauer has been actually posting our episodes on his Twitter account for I don't know how long. And we decided, okay, well, all right, I decided. I'm like, fine, we can post our new episodes. Okay, maybe we'll post some other stuff too. So if we do like a, you know, impromptu rock band night or something like that, we'll post it on Twitter. How do you reach us again? I said that. I have no idea.
How do you reach us, on Twitter?
Yeah, oh, it's Indus Podcast.
Yeah, Indus Podcast. There we go. So, you know, twitter.com/IndusPodcast. All one word. First letter capitalized or something like that. Somebody has Indus, fuckers. Some dude in like Norway or something like that doesn't even use his account, fucker.
So, but Jason's not bitter.
Not at all. No.
Not at all.
No. And, you know, and I'm not bitter towards Chris for choosing a name like Interactive Distractions for, you know, being so damn long. They won't even let us use Interactive Distractions as our main name. So,
oh, really? Is it too long?
It's too long. So Indus Podcast is how you find us on Twitter. And we'll try and update that, you know, whenever we feel frisky. We even gave the login to Jeff. So expect the worst.
Yeah. Look out.
Cool. All right. Do you guys have anything to add before we wrap the show up?
Go fucking see Friday the 13th.
Because, yes, we are going
Jason
tomorrow
Voorhees
at 10 o'clock.
Goddamn hero. And I love him.
You should post those pictures of your figurine.
I got a new, Anima Cats. Oh, it's fucking sweet. It's on Facebook. If you guys are friends with me, then you'd see it.
Oh, yeah.
All four of you.
You guys are my bestest friends.
All right, cool. Well, if that's all, thank you guys very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
I did.
Until next week, I am Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Word.
And have a good one. And don't drunk dial.
I like the drunk dialing.
I love the drunk dialing. This shit was awesome.
Oh, I hate you guys.
Yeah, hey, this is Nutka responding to the question of the week. Overrated and underrated games of 2008. First off, I'm going to go for the overrated games. And two games that come to mind that I thought were pretty overrated. Number one, instantly, was Grand Theft Auto 4. I mean, great game overall. I mean, it's a great game, well made on a technical standpoint, but I don't know, it might just be me, but I think the GTA formula is just wearing kind of thin. Like, after you beat the main quest, which is a mixture of being engaging and just boring, you really have nothing left to do unless you really like fetch quests or the racing stuff. So, I mean, decent game, well-made game, but I just think the formula is running kind of... it's wearing out its welcome, I guess. And so that's one. And number two, probably have to be, for me, I had to say Dead Space. And I know I'm probably going to get hated for this one because I know a lot of people like Dead Space. And I don't know, it might just be me. I mean, I played it. Granted, I didn't actually, I did play it, but I didn't actually beat it all the way through. So might just be, so maybe I should have beat it before, said something about it. But regardless, when I was playing it, it just didn't hook me enough to finish it. And, it was a decent game again, well-made game. Congratulations to EA for doing something other than rehashing Madden. But, I don't know, it just didn't give me enough, it didn't really feel scary to me, and it just might be because I'm sort of biased toward, science fiction stuff. Like, science fiction things just normally don't gravitate towards that. And the other thing was, it just felt like you were somebody's errand boy the whole time. The whole time they're just basically, go here and fix this part of the ship, and then, hey, while you're at it, you know, pick me up a sandwich. So So, I mean, it just felt like you were somebody's errand boy the whole time. And, I mean, the monsters were kind of cool. And I like what they did with the dismemberment thing. It was kind of cool. But at the same time, it almost felt a little bit gimmicky, too. And those are my two overrated games. I could probably say a few more, but I want to kind of try to keep this decently short. Underrated games. First underrated game that comes to mind for me is Silent Hill Homecoming. I really enjoy this game. Like, I'm a big Silent Hill fan, granted, but I mean, a lot of people hated 4. I mean, I kind of like 4 myself, but a lot of people hated 4. And now this 5th one, they actually did a pretty good job of making it a little bit more accessible to people who didn't like the old style of Silent Hill games. And, I mean, the story is kind of predictable at some parts, and the combat isn't, you know, the best, but I still just think it has that Silent Hill charm that, I mean, if you, like, I love the world of Silent Hill, and I just think I just like the environment and being in the world of Silent Hill. So I thought it was a pretty cool game. Pretty fun. Not nearly one of the best games of the year, but I think it's one that a lot of people completely overlooked because of the time frame that came out in. Number two, I would have to say my number two game would probably have to be, and this is actually just recently, Far Cry 2, I'd have to say. And originally, like, I played this, rented this on the 360, and I hated it. But I actually just bought it on the PS3 because I saw it used at GameStop for, like, $34. And I'm like, well, shit, that just came out, like, a few months ago. So I picked that up, and I've actually been putting some time into it. And I mean, it might have sold like crap for it to be that cheap now. And I mean, playing the game is actually pretty fun. And like, they have like all the, I mean, it's a really good looking game. And like the fire propagation system they have, where the fire actually spreads, is awesome. And there's just a lot to do in the game, and it's kind of cool to have like an open world first person shooter game. And I've been playing the multiplayer too, and that's actually kind of fun if you get into it. And there's actually people still playing on the PS3 version, so that's pretty cool. And I mean, it was a pretty big ticket game, but I think a lot of people overlooked it again because just the time frame it came out. So, that's about it. I've been trying to wrap it up here. So, yeah, thanks guys, and keep up the good work.